Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all, small tuna fish, show one big.
This is a shot sale.
Here we go again.
Live from our studios in Shingle Springs, California, you're listening to Soul Stream on blogtalkradio.com.
Hi, everybody.
How about we have a little oscillation fun up in this joint?
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
Hey, it's good to be back. This is your host, John Almada, out here in the wilds of Shingaloid Springs, California. And I have my good buddy, co-pilot, Nancy Mum. She was actually operating the controls.
And, no, I wasn't.
Bringing this. Yes, she was. She was pressing buttons wildly, going, what? What do I press? Anyway.
Well, yes.
I don't know what to press. Damn it, no, Jim.
The green one, the red one?
Yeah, just press something. Okay. It doesn't matter. We're flying just fine. It's good to be back. As you've noticed, I have been a kind of a mysterious presence. I sometimes show up in the middle of the week and do a show, but I am now pretty much... I can say safely that Mom has passed all the operations. Things are going well here at the ranch. GRI is back in operation. A lot of good things are happening. We're starting to get into kind of a rhythm around here. So I will be doing shows pretty much from now on Saturdays. And then into July, we'll bring back the Sunday format. And I'm starting to line up guests to be actual interviews like the old days. And back into that, the ranch is doing well. We've got a lot of repair projects. Nancy called me up before the show going, John, you're back. Warning me, you know, don't lift. Don't do that. It's like today I went out, I rewired the sprinkler system in the back. And I'm only doing as much as I can. And when I get tired or I get hot, screw it. I go back in the house. And then today I went out to Home Depot and bought parts for tomorrow. I'm going to do about the same thing. But, you know, by the end of the year, if I just keep plugging away at it, I'm going to have this place pretty well whipped into shape. And that's all good. We've been also, I mean, we've done some amazing stuff. GRI had a really remarkable case that we were out on. That's why I didn't do a show, not 2 weeks ago. It was either a week ago or 2 weeks ago. Time is like flown. But we went out on a case up in Truckee, California, to the Truckee Hotel. And we had the wonderful fortune of dealing with a great manager. His name's Bill Carson, and he is just an amazing guy. He is the manager of that facility, and he let us stay for free overnight on the fourth floor, with the hotel having literally this 150-year-old hotel has been undergoing renovation. And for those of you who know what that means, I mean, in a paranormal parlance, spirits don't like that. And he had the place torn to shreds. So we were in heaven, and we have been analyzing our videos and audio, and the team is just we just caught a boatload of evidence. I mean, I was going to say another word, something low, but we got a load of evidence, and we got video. We have everything from orbs intelligently flying around me and also one of our other team members. And we have me and the other team member in the 301, room 301, with knocking on the wall when we were asking, and it's knocking just like, you know, and constant knocking until I opened the door, and because I thought there had to be somebody outside banging on the door, on the wall, nobody there. We've got this all on video, and we have Class A EVPs of the yin-yang. You name it, it happened. And so that is going to be a repeat case for us. And I can just safely say that any other team that if you want to go someplace that's truly got a lot of activity, go to the Truckee Hotel. Trust me. It's just we're just still kind of just reeling. June the 16th, I have moved to the show for that will normally be Saturday to Friday night. That'll be one exception for June. We're going to be on a very special case. It's a top secret where we're going, but the day before I will reveal where we're headed to, and it is actually a very well-known location up in the Sierra Nevadas that no one has ever thought bothered to even hunt at. And we managed to talk our way in. So we have a four-person team. We're going in ghost adventure style. You know, you wanted us. You got us. And and we're going to be going in there and basically have the run of the place. And the staff at this place is just amazing. So we'll be doing a little special thing on Friday the 15th, same time, 9:30, our normal show time. And we'll be talking about this place. And it will pretty much, I think, blow a lot of people's minds. I actually have a family connection. Just as I have to the Truckee Hotel, I have a family connection to this other spot. And someone in my family actually worked there in the 1940s and was seeing things happening in this particular building in a particular location. So we have been given a carte blanche to do what we got to do with the investigation work. Mediumship stuff. Been getting back into my meditation work and feeling a lot of stuff going on. As a matter of fact, I mean, the paranormal activity around our house has just kicked up unbelievably. We're having all sorts of phenomena. I woke up this morning at about 3:30. I woke up and I heard something in the room and I spun. You know, I just woke up and I started to move. You know, like when, I mean, you know, Nancy, when somebody's in the room, you kind of feel it before you really can. Well,
I feel their presence.
I rolled over just as I hear a woman, and it sounded like a member of my mother's family. The women in my mother's family have distinct voices, and they have a kind of a distinct way of talking. And I heard my name called out, John. And I spun up, and I'm looking, and I'm going, what the hell? And then I hear noises outside, and I go out, and I grabbed a bathrobe, threw it on, went out. And I'm looking around, and I'm hearing walking all around out in the front. And nobody there. I went and looked outside and couldn't see anything. Talked with Mom, and she's been having the same experiences. She's been having in the daytime, been seeing and hearing things out there. So they're back, and we have a female who's making her presence known. And my father seems to be peeking around. I had last week we were sitting there talking, her and I, and we were talking about him. And all of a sudden I look over, and this head just pops out, looks at us, and pops right back. And it had it was right about the height that my father was younger in life. So, you know, we're feeling him around, and it's just neat, you know, because, you know, it's one thing, you know, they're gone, but when that kind of stuff is happening and it's constant, you know, just enough that it's kind of reassuring. And so we're feeling a lot better, you know, and mom's starting to get kind of into a rhythm with things. You know, and all this work that we're doing on the ranch, you know, we're doing things to, you know, ease up any maintenance off of her. So like the irrigation systems, you know, I'm getting things kind of set up so it won't be any lifting for her. And she's on a 20-pound weight restriction. So so it's just, you know, things are evolving and a lot of good things happening. And I'm just excited. I mean, we were on a kind of a holding pattern there for a while, but we're all back in the business and doing what we do. And we're doing the investigations, you know, and we're having a good time. So, you know, and one of these days
you've got a nice little ghostly community at your house there, don't you?
Yeah, well, you know, when you live on top of a gold mining site, I mean, literally, the town of Shingle Springs was pretty well overrun with gold miners all the way out to Coloma, where it all started. You know, it's only 9 miles from my house. I mean, it's just down the road. And, you know, this, you know, right behind Studio A, about not more than 50 feet behind me in the studio here, there's this ditch. And it's actually an artificial, it's just this creek that was actually dug out by the miners. And they were, they actually brought water in, and it's turned into this just regular seasonal creek now. And there's a rock wall about 400 feet to my left where we had Anna, found was buried out there. Remember Anna, who we crossed over last year? And that rock wall was built by Chinese laborers. So we have found all sorts of artifacts over the years as we've done different things. In the last 30 years, we've found all these little tools and square nails and you know, bits and shards of pottery, you know, and you just, you know, there's a history here. And we know there are people buried on the property. We've got not only Anna, but we have three others that are suspected sites. We've never uncovered them. I wouldn't ever do that. But mounds of rocks that are just not normally, you know, that's how they did it. They would cover them up with rocks to keep the predators off. And, you know, kind of where they dropped, they put them. And so we have three of those, and so it's a real common thing around here to have that. We have, and when I've done EVP work, oh my God, it's crazy. I mean, we get all kinds of, you know, class A, B, C EVPs just on demand. It's not hard to get paranormal evidence here at all. I love it. I'm having a good time, you know, and to see them coming back.
I have no evidence, John. I never have anything going on.
Well, you know, I'm going to have
to... I live in a boring place.
You're in the Bay Area. You got plenty of dead people out there. They're hanging around. They want to talk with you. You just have to, you know, kind of just go talk to them. I mean, do you have spirits that you've run into? Have you run into ghosts or had anything happen like that?
In my house, I have had, in my house. But I don't, it's just family. I don't run into too many others, not here.
Well, you know what? I mean, I'm going to set up some time. Once we get things a little better off at the ranch here, I'm going to invite various close friends, and you're one of them, up and to experience it for yourself and actually see what we do out here. So for those of you who've known me a long time, and you know, Nancy, you're in there, so I would love to have you out, and you get to see the Broken Tree Ranch in person. And just,
I would,
you know,
love
and,
it.
Yeah, so I mean, because I just think you would, I think it would really blow your mind to see some of this stuff and take you out to Coloma and show you, you know, what we see out there. It's just a great place to live, you know, and with, you know, my family history and all the stuff we've been through, you know, I grew up with, you know, mediums. It was like not even, it was like weird not to be sensitive. And it was something that, it was so common, we didn't even really talk about it much. You know, I only learned more about it when I really, you know, in my later years in life, when I started looking at, you know, my dad's situation and really getting serious and saying, gee, what is this really? And because it was just more of a folksy thing, You know, you didn't talk about it.
I have a question for you. Where you live, it seems like you are surrounded by, because it's a ranch, you're surrounded by a lot of nature. Do you think that has something to do with the spirits being more conducive to popping in and saying howdy to you instead of in the middle of like a city with a lot of craziness going on?
I would believe that. We're sitting right on top of lots and lots of quartz. We're on a loads and loads of quartz out here, and quartz seems to bring in, and granite too, because granite is made up of feldspars and, you know, different quartz grains and things like that. And it seems to just have an ability to record and play back things, and it also seems to attract spiritual energy. And so there's something about this that brings that in. And yes, the natural, you know, being out in nature. I mean, it's not like I'm living out, you know, in Homer, Alaska or anything, but I mean, we're far enough out that, 7 acres is pretty, you know, most of our place is pretty undeveloped. You know, we just keep the weeds down. I mow those down every year and do that. But, it's, you know, you go outside and you hear the crickets and you hear deer moving around and there's raccoons and, you know, the occasional mountain lion passes by. I've had that little experience going out to the studio after a show, and I had one growl at me about 2 months ago after a show. All the hair went right up on me. I'm like, oh, God, I'm going to walk real
growl
slow.
Growl back. Growl back.
Well, no. You don't want to piss these things off. So,
I know.
You know what you do. Yeah, I've got a 9-foot fence, you know, but it could hop over if it really wanted to get my ass. I mean, it could do it, but, you know, you just sort of step a little faster getting back to the house. We've had some trouble with mountain lions out here before, but we've even had the occasional bear, black bear, out here. So it is nature, you know. And but there is natural energy lines that run through. It's not only in England where you have the ley lines. These sorts of lines, you know, the Native Americans knew about these, and there were places you didn't build because if you built buildings on, you know, crossing some of these lines, you interfered with the natural flows of energy, and it would create hauntings, you know, serious hauntings. And I don't think that we're on that sort of a – I think we're near some of the lines, but I don't think we're right on anything, or we'd have a lot more activity than we do. But, my God, there's just so much in this country that, you know, a lot of people think that, it's all European, you know, we have ley lines, and, you know, and it's all, you know, the king and queen. But it's, you know – it's worldwide. I mean, it's the earth. Everything is interconnected across the earth, and energy flows where it flows. It doesn't respect boundaries. And so here, I mean, we have different sorts of astral entities and energy flows and nature spirits. You know, everyone has different words for that. I think one of my friends out there, Energy Therapies, I think she's in New Zealand. And, even out there, you know, they have their own unique astral creatures and different things that happen out there. And it's a little different than here. And the English version of it is a little different. And the American version is a little different. But along the same general lines, these things happen across the world. And so part of hauntings is, being aware that these energy flows do exist. And when you interfere with them, you can actually create an artificial haunting. Even though that, you know, it's not the normal thing where you would have a haunt just because it goes past. It's sort of just by virtue of being where you are at, you know, where you're at because you're interfering with energy. So there's a lot to it. And, but I love being here. I love being out in nature. It's great. You could just walk out there and stretch and, you could walk out in your shorts and nobody cares, you know. Of course, I've never done that. No. Anyway. Oh, my God. You know, I've done a terrible thing here. We're 20 minutes into the show, and I have not said who's out there. So, you know, actually, I'm going to give the co-pilot the duty, if she would willingly call out the names of all these wonderful people who are here.
Okay. Well, we have Arctic Wolf, and we have Castle 407, Kathy's Distant Echoes, Deb Wells, Energy Therapies, a couple of guests, JB34, Marcy W., Vicki Clark, and John.
And
hello.
Nancy Mum. Hello.
And me too.
Come in, Nancy. Come in. Come in. Are we okay?
I'm here. I'm here. No, I'm never okay.
Right.
I'm off course all the time. Okay.
Well, you know, and I know we're kind of slow. I've got a few callers out there with their hands up, and I will get to you. I see the 207, and I've got a 513 out there. So we will bring you on in just a minute or two. But, you know, some other things coming up. Some of you know I was out in Reno at the Total Eclipse. And on the show, if you see the show image rollover, you'll see a couple of, I think I have a couple of pictures there. That I took in Reno of the eclipse. Those are my photographs, and we had a wonderful time there, and it was just an awesome event. We actually had a cloud right at the point of mid-eclipse cross over the sun, and everybody was freaking out. And suddenly, at the right moment, it was like God was just playing with us, and enough of the cloud moved away that the sun shone through it, and with the naked eye. For about 20 seconds, we were looking up at this spectacle in the sky, and you can look at it with the naked eye, and it was just like everybody was just going, oh, my God, and they were clapping, and everybody was just freaking out. It was amazing. I mean, I've spent a lifetime in astronomy, and I've never seen a total eclipse or an annular eclipse, and this time I got to see an annular. I will be going to see the total eclipse of the sun in Oregon in 2015. I'm going to drive up and see that, and it'll be amazing. It'll be the last one probably I ever see in the United States, you know, for my life. I'll have to travel elsewhere in the world to see them. But there's something very special coming up on Monday morning early. At 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to be getting up here, and I'll have all my camera gear ready. There is a partial eclipse of the moon that will be visible, and it will be very noticeable. So I'm going to be taking photographs of that. And make sure that they get posted, and we'll talk about that on the next show. And but I you know, for those of you who do get up, early in the morning, it'll be mid eclipse, if you could call it, mid partial eclipse, somewhere in the 4 o'clock range Pacific time. So for whatever time zone you're in, you'll be able to see that. I'm sorry, my friend at Energy Therapies, I don't think that she's going to be able to see that at New Zealand. So we'll take good pictures for you, my friend. It's going to be a really neat thing. And there will be another, I think, total lunar eclipse in about 2 years. I think 2014 is the next one. So this will be the last one for a little while. So, and it's a really magical time. I think a lot of the strange energy things that are going on, a lot of the increases in activity, you know, there's like increased solar activity going on, all this strange stuff with the alignments, and, you know, we're seeing eclipses everywhere, and, you know, it's just, wow. And you can tell I'm kind of back in my game. I'm really excited and jumping and, you know, yeah, so I'm back, guys. Let's do some of this stuff, huh?
Yeah,
let's do this.
Yeah.
Let's do some of these reading things, yeah. So, tonight, I think we got through all that. I did get a mailbag question, and this is something we're going to start encouraging for folks that are listening in. Out of the blue on Facebook, I get a gentleman who sent me a letter. As a matter of fact, I think I can pull up Face here. Let me see if I can find it. And I'll read this letter, and I won't say his full name. I'll just say his first name is Jim. And it says, hey, John, may I ask your input on something? Hope you don't mind me asking. Our little half Maine Coon cat, Tilly, passed over a couple of weeks ago. We have had to put her to sleep because she had asthma and bronchitis, and she was struggling so bad. Anyway, since then, I believe I hear her scratching at the carpet upstairs, which is what she used to do after having a stretch. Also, I have seen what I believe to be part of her hip walk past my leg. And the other day, both my wife and myself heard a meow in the living room where we were sitting. I have been particularly upset by Tilly's passing and miss her dearly. Do you think she's still here because of my upset state? I don't want to have her hang around if she doesn't want to. And she wants to pass over but won't because of me, if you understand what I mean. From a purely selfish point of view, I'd be really happy for her to stay, but I know that's not right. Anyway, thanks for listening, John. you know, pets have spirits, just like we have spirits. And we know that. We know that they have souls. We know they understand us. We know they love us even. I mean, my cats always brought us half-eaten rabbits. If that's not a sign of love, oh, yum. You know?
Yes.
I'll throw that in the microwave. Thanks for the contribution to the family soup pot there. But, you know, I mean, we'd always reward them and thank them, and they were all so happy about it. But, you know, in the last 5 years, we've lost 3 out of our 4 cats. You know, and it was in the last year we lost 2 of them. And so we've had a lot of visitations by our cats. One of those cats that we lost actually about 8 years ago, there was another one because we've, you know, on a ranch, you have to have a cat. That's just the way it works. We've got to keep the rat population down. So we have working cats here. But, you know, we had one little indoor cat, and she was indoors for a reason. And normally we don't let animals live with us. We normally have them outside. But this little indoor one, she was real special, and there was a reason for that because she was partially blind when we got her. The one that died 8 years ago and this little one that just passed here, you know, about a year and a half ago are two very special cases because they came back. And we have had repeated incidents out in the yard, my mother most often, having this feeling of a cat rubbing up on her legs. And she'll say, oh, hi, Ponchy, because his name was Ponchy. And then she'll turn around and realize, you know, that he's not there, but he really is. And basically, it's just a visitation. The same thing happened with, you know, our little one that passed, Biddy is her name. And Biddy was just this little Persian cat with these giant blue eyes. And she thought she ran the place. She was just a tiny little thing, but she was a real she was a real personality. And both mom and I have had it happen where we'll be laying in, you know, in our respective rooms, or we'll be sitting on the couch and you know, kicking back. And you'll feel something jump on the couch, or it'll jump, most often for me, I'll be in bed asleep, and I'll suddenly feel something jump on the bed and walk over and lay on my legs. And it's just amazing. So this stuff does happen. And I don't know if some of you in the chat room have, maybe if you mentioned that your pets have done any of this, if you've had any pets come back, that mention that in there, and I'll bring it up on here. But this does happen. And, you know, Jim, this is not anything that you're doing. It's out of their love for you that they're coming back and they're letting you know they're around. And it isn't going to be a thing that you're holding them there. If you're willing to let them go, which you seem to be, I mean, in the letter that I just read, he seems to be willing to let, you know, this animal move on, but this animal is got love for the family. You know, that was family. That's a family member. And just like I lost my father this year, you know, and he's still hanging around. My dad is like still popping in, and he's checking on my mother. That's the main concern. You know, and there was a great love there. That's a 54-year marriage. So these things happen, and you know. But from a pet point of view, sometimes people feel more strongly about a pet's death than a person, and it's a much more pure kind of love sometimes. And I don't know. I know that sounds weird, but it is a very pure thing. You know, it's kind of a, with an animal, it's all or nothing. You know, there's no in between with that, and it's totally unconditional. You know, when they love you, they love you. And so, you know, honestly, Jim, I really don't think you're holding that, you know, Tilly, basically, you know, Tilly's just not being held there by anything you're doing. I think it's just out of love for you guys. So, you know, just say hi, Tilly, you know, treat her with some, you know, treat her with a little respect and just say, oh, you're a good kitty for coming around and talk to her, you know, and then just give her permission. Just say, you know, if you need to go on for a while and maybe you visit every so often, I think that's a good thing to do. So I hope that, something just happened in the, I got a nice knock on the wall. I don't know if you guys heard that. A little something happened. I've got the door open to the studio, so I'm expecting Bigfoot to maybe walk through the studio. It's open
to
the outdoors out here. Yeah. Hi, Sasquatch. Yeah, but I mean, it really is one of these things where their love is so strong that they'll come back for us, you know, and let us know they're good. Bright says, my cat was outside meowing for a long time. I think that I didn't see where that, if that was, you know, if that was something with her cat in past. But so often they do, you know. Nancy, have you ever had anything like that with any of your pets?
I had one. I had something like that happen with my dog, Bart. I adopted him. I found him at the BART station. He'd been abandoned there for a month. They brought him home. Anyway, I had him for about 15 years, and let's see, in 2008, my dad died. In 2009, my mom died. And that Christmas after that, I lost Bart. And I just, that kind of shoved me over the edge. But as time went by, you know, I kind of got over that. But I was having massage one time. And the lady, my masseuse, she is kind of sensitive. And we were talking, and she said, did you just lose an animal? And I said, I did. My dog, Bart. And she says, well, he's here now. I go, really? Of course, I'm face down on the table. I can't see anything. My head is stuck in that little donut thing. And I said, well, how did you see him? How do you know? She goes, well, he's under the table right now. I can tell because his tail is sticking out and it's wagging, and that's what he always used to do. He used to crawl under something, but he'd always forget to tuck his tail in, and he thought because he couldn't see anybody else, nobody could see him. And so, and then, you know, he's just a silly boy. But I've also seen him, and I think, that's that shadow that scurries along my floor sometimes. Is remember, I've asked you about this. I said, oh, wait, there's a shadow moving around. I see a shadow on the floor sometimes. I think that's Bart.
Just as you were saying that story, I have the mind lamp on here, and it turned a perfect shade of purple, very high spiritual color. So, yeah, so I really... Yeah, that's how it is with them. I mean, it's pure love that brings them back. And they just want to, you know, they miss us too, you know. They're crossing over, and whatever their little heaven is over there, you know, it's not complete without us who've been part of their lives. So, you know, we all go to the same source. And I just think that, you know, it's totally natural for them to be back, you know, and visiting with us. There's nothing wrong with it. My sister lost an animal that they loved, a dog. I think this dog had cancer. It was a hunting dog. Uh-huh. But my brother-in-law was very, very fond of it. And when she passed, the next day they were hearing a little skitter of the normal, you know, when they let the dog in to eat in the back kitchen area. It always ate in the kitchen. And, they, you know, Kurt goes in there to get something, and here's the dog moving around, and the dog's passed. First, he didn't even think of anything of it, and then he realized, wait a minute, there's no dog to be doing that. And then later on, they started having all sorts of things happen in the house. The lights were flickering, things were going on and off, and it was just for a period of about 10 to 20 days they were having all that. So, you know, it's absolutely normal, and there's nothing to be afraid of. It's just... they're just concerned enough to come back, and don't be surprised if you come back often again, you know, for years after. So anyway, you know what? And I will say this, you know, I'm going to keep this mailbag thing going. So if you have a question, about anything paranormal, or you just have a question of any sort, throw it in a mail to me on Facebook. You can find me out there. You know, you can go to the Soul Streams page, or you can just find me, you look for John Almada out there, and you'll see me, and you can throw me an email. And we'll try to answer it and do our best. So every week we'll do a mailbag, you know, from now on. So how about that? So let's see. We got 10:04, and I am going to I will do some readings tonight because I'm getting back into my groove, you know. And we'll also be willing to do some EVP on air. So I've got the radio here. Matter of fact, I better test the power to make sure we can support that statement. Hang on just a sec. Yep, I've got batteries. That's always a good thing to check before the show. So you caught me. Anyway, so I'm going to go ahead and take the 207 caller, who's been so patient, and they have their hand up. So 207, you're on Soul Stream. What's your name and where are you from?
Hi, this is Tom. I'm calling from up in northern Maine.
Hi, Paul.
Tom.
Oh, Tom? Okay. Sounded like Paul. Hell, I can't hear anymore. How you doing, Tom?
You can call me Paul. Okay, Paul. I'm okay.
Paul, Tom. Okay, Tom, we got it. Tom and me. What can I do for you, my friend?
I just wanted to know, what do you see coming up for me in the next few weeks, maybe a month or so, as far as moving or anything in general?
Well, normally, you know what? See, I'm a medium. I talk to dead folks, psychic stuff.
Cool.
I talk to dead folks, you know.
Okay, I know plenty of them.
Okay, yeah, you know what? We all tend to have those. It's kind of a strange thing. But, you know, I do psychic readings on occasion, and I'm willing to, you know, just see what I pull up here. I'm getting a spirit, but I'm trying to make sense. Do you have family in the South? Have you got, like, family from the South, the Southern United States? And
no.
I'm just trying to get it. What's the Southern
south
reference
of Maine.
Thing?
South,
south
of Maine.
South of Maine. All right, I'll tell you what I saw, and I don't know why I picked this up. It was just the first thing. energy therapies that there's a Sees Hill Boys. No, but I got South. The reason I got the South reference is because I got the name Minnie, and I don't know what the hell that's about. And I don't know that that's related to you, but I'm getting the name Minnie. It's like a, you know, and like Minnie Pearl. Remember that from what was a Hee Haw?
Yeah.
Do you remember
Hee
Haw?
Yeah, I remember Minnie Pearl. Yes, I
do. Is there a Minnie or a Pearl in your family, a reference to one of these names?
There's no Minnie, but there is a Pearl from our family that was a friend of my wife's.
Is she crossed?
Yes, she is. She's been crossed many years.
Well, I think that she made an appearance.
About five years or so.
Okay, well, that was where I was having trouble because I'm going, I'm sitting there listening, Maine, I don't know that this is a Southern reference, but I was shown Minnie Pearl was the symbol I got, and I'm going, Minnie Pearl, I mean, you remember her? She had the big hat, you know, and she, you know, Hee Haw, and she was always happy, happy. That's the reference I got. So, that's a nice hit. I'm just trying to get if there's anything that she's got to say to you. And this was the relationship was with your wife, right? It was between the two. Were they related?
No, they weren't related. No.
They were just good friends.
Yes.
Okay. What? I'm just trying to make sense of this because this is such a non-standard. I've been getting this a lot lately. They're giving me non-standard symbols, the stuff that I usually count on. It's like they throw me a curveball, and I'm going, okay, I'll try my best. You know, and the one thing you have to do is you just have to repeat back, even though it sounds outlandish, and then it starts to make sense.
Okay, I understand.
Thanks a lot, guys. But what I'm getting out of this right now is there are a lot of trees there in Maine, isn't there? It's like a big tree state,
yes.
Right? Green, everything's green.
There's an awful lot of trees.
Does one of you, did she have something to do with, or did your wife have something to do with trees? Because I'm being shown a boatload of trees, and I'm trying to make sense of the symbol. But I'm getting this, is there something with carving wood, processing wood? I'm getting this wood reference, and it's like trees, wood. And I'm trying to make sense of this. I'm getting trees and wood. Why am I getting trees and wood? I'm jumping all over
on
this. And
trees and
wood. Were they?
And
did they spend? Did they spend time? I mean, I know that there's a lot of nature and all that. And but were they when they did the friendship stuff? were they going off together someplace out in nature out there? Were they going away together on things?
No, I don't think they ever went away in nature. She had a rather large tree right outside her bedroom window that used to knock on her window all the time, but I don't know what that would have to do with anything.
Was your wife and her, would they sit out there by this? I mean, did they ever?
No.
Okay, well, I'm completely misinterpreting. I'm just trying to get her to give me the skinny on why I'm getting the tree reference. But what I saw was something, you know, the way I'm getting it and the way I'm reading this is that there's she's emphasizing the trees. I don't know why the tree reference. I think your wife's going to be the one to understand this. I don't know what this is about. But did Pearl have something to do with, was she artistic?
No.
Did she build things or make things? What did she do?
She was a housekeeper or a cook.
There's some, no painting, nothing like that. I'm getting a creative reference here. I think this is part of what this is. I'm getting confused by it because the way that she's referencing this. What I keep seeing is this. I can't. She's just pounding in my head. Talk about the trees, and I'm talking about the trees, lady. You gotta give me more. I'm talking about the trees. Do you understand? She's just. How long did she know? Did Pearl know your wife? Was this like a decades relationship kind of thing?
Yeah, definitely, yes.
All right. Was this before that you? I mean, they knew each other before you knew your wife?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to just trust what she's beaten the hell out of me about. And just, you know, I don't know if your wife's there or you can talk with her after, but here's what I'm just going to pass along. Some reference that Pearl has about the trees, remember the trees, something with the trees. And it's she's trying to get, I think the reason that this is so important is there was something that the two of them did in a place that I feel the way I'm reading this is that it was like a natural scene. And some very important things were said or something very important happened. The part I'm not getting is she normally, some spirits are very hard to understand because they don't quite work with the medium when they are trying to pass the message. So, I mean, in this one, and she's a lovely lady, but what I'm getting is she's just stuck on the tree thing and I can't get any more than that. So I'm going to try to interpret the best I can here is I think that this was a relationship that whatever was going on, some important things were said or something important happened where the two of them were around or in this place of trees and that your wife would remember this. And the main message I'm getting is just let her know I'm okay kind of a thing. But it's mostly evidentiary. She's just trying to say it is me and I'm showing proof that I'm around and you'll remember this tree thing. I'm getting water reference too, but I mean, it's cheating because that could apply anywhere. And so I'm trying to get her to be specific and she's just not giving me enough. But what I am going to say is she's around. And if your wife were to talk to her and actually have like just talk to her,
right.
She may even start getting some interesting dreams and things. And she's been past like 5 years, you said, right?
Yes.
Was this passing sudden? I mean, I feel like there's a,
We found out about it by reading her a bit in the paper.
Was it a sudden passing? I mean, she just was there and then not.
A sudden passing? We don't know.
You don't know? Okay,
no,
you might want to check. Pardon me?
She was out of touch with her for a while.
Okay, well, there's what I feel like is it was like sudden. And she didn't get a lot. There were some final things I think she wanted to say. That's the thing that, you know, there's a lot of emotion here. They were really close, weren't they? I mean, there was a closeness, like a sisterly feeling.
I believe so, yes.
All right. I had to read the words, you know, the way she is. She's just almost dumbstruck. Her passing was quick, and I just don't think that she quite came to terms with all of it. And I really think she had a lot more to say to your wife. And I just feel like that if your wife were to speak with her, to speak out loud, I think the dreams are going to be real important here. Keep track of her dreams and see if anything comes through there, because they often will, you know, this happens all the time. I mean, I get it all the time where I'll remember dreams where I was talking with, like, my father. I mean, I haven't had a bunch, you know, here since he passed, and I'm starting to remember some of this stuff. And it's like he's coming through and really trying to work with me. And I keep waiting for him to tell me, you know, you were right, because he said this is all bullshit, you know, that word. So,
yeah.
Anyway, now as far as you moving, you know, going back to your psychic reference, because
right.
I just don't see this. I just don't see it being a thing that's going to happen. I don't know why. You've got hope to, I mean, it sounds like to me like you've got hope involved in wanting to move into this new place.
I want to, yes. Yes.
I think there'll be a little bit of a delay there. But I mean, it's not like it's not going to happen, but I think you're going to be a little longer than you'd like. That would just be my, you know, the thing that it's being shown to me. This is like a professional change? Is it a change of profession?
No. Just to change the area. I want to get out of here so bad.
Is it a change in the job? You know, same job though?
No. Yes.
Different. What? Which is it?
Just a different location.
Different location, but so it'll change your whole day, kind of a thing. Though you'll go. So it's the location that's driving you back.
I'll wake up the same way, and I'll come back the same way. Yeah, that's all.
Okay. Yeah, I just don't feel it. I just don't feel it. I don't think it's anything under your control right now. I think when this happens, if you stay persistent with it, it will. But just be ready for a little bit of a delay. And I'm not even going to throw a number at it. That's just gut feel, you know. But hang in there, because I think you will get what you're wanting if you just stay the course. I just think that there's some delay, and I don't know what this is, but it just, the way they're saying it is just, it's going to get in the way of you doing this for just a little bit. And I don't know what that is. So I hope that's the best I can do for you, my friend.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, well, take care.
Have a good eclipse.
Oh, yeah, I will. Take care, my friend.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's see. I'm going to do a quick station ident, and then we will go on. We've got several other people dialed in, 513-814-773, and I see a 646 without their hand up. So if you don't have your hand up, I'm just going to look at you and go, hey, dude, cool to see you out there. Let's see. Let's play a little bit of music, and I'm going to take a drink of water and kind of get into my groove. Let's try a little bit of, I think a little romantic music to kind of complete the night. Let's do that. Here we go. A little At Last on our intro. Here we go.
Coming to you from the Broken Tree Ranch in Shingle Springs, California, you are listening to Ghostwriter Paranormal Radio in Studio B. Live on blogtalkradio.com.
And we are back. I got a moment to stretch and get a little something to drink. When you're doing reading work and you're doing shows and things like that, you need to drink more water. And when you're doing readings, and even the people being read, a little piece of advice for you. It's real intense work when we do this stuff. Definitely drink up on the water. Because it's a two-way exchange, and literally we link up with you guys and when we do this work. So drink the water. It's good for you. You know, helps flush the kidneys, and then you go water the lilies in between show breaks. Take it from me, I know.
Poor flowers.
I got that from Kathy. Kathy's just an echo. Kathy caused me to be, I never heard that term until Kathy came along. And then she started talking about watering the lilies, and I'm going, oh, my God, it's a West Virginia thing. I thought, you know, they're a little different. West Virginia, they got lilies there. We don't out in California. So anyway, TMI, John. let's see. We've got, let me see, who we got out there? We got Bright Castle 407, Kathy's Distant Echoes, and we got Curious Listener. Chris is out there. Hi, my friend. Dances with, I can't say dance, you know, Dances with Wolves. I was going to say that. Hi, Kevin Klosner. Dance with an Angel. Debbie Wells. Hello, my dear friend. Debbie is out there. Good to see you. Dr. Day, paying their... Dr. Day, Paramania, and an R, and I don't know what else the hell that was. So the R is just goes into a little
radio.
Person icon. Radio. Okay, Dr. Day, Paramania, Radio. Okay, thank you. It's always good to have a co-host save your butt. Let's see, Earthbound Angel. Good to see you. Energy Therapies out there in New Zealand, out there where they filmed, what was that thing with the Hobbits? Yeah, they had the Hobbits, all the different episodes. And now they're going to have a new Hobbit movie. I don't know if that's out yet. Let's see, we got a single guest out there. You're from France. Jay Bird is out there, JB34, Marcy W., Mary Lee, 24. The other 23 are totally confused. 24 knows what's going on. Nancy Mum, my co-host. Nancy Sky, it's like the evening of all these similar names.
Right.
Prospect One, Random Brain Activity, Skidge, and Vicky Clark out in the wilds where Bigfoot lives, up in the Sierra Nevadas in California. She knows.
And Twin Beacon.
And Twin Beacon is out there too. All right,
yeah.
I see that. But Vicky is out there where she'll kill me now, but. She actually had her car doors all opened up by a strange creature, got into her car and muddied it all up looking for food. But it wasn't a bear and it wasn't anything else. And guess what? She's right in the center of where all these Bigfoot sightings are routinely happening out in the, let's just say it's in the eastern part of the middle part of the Sierra Nevadas. For California, so I won't give an actual location, but anyway, she'll get me later, so I'm going to love that. But yes, Bigfoot is real. It happens. It's around. And one day, I think I was talking about it just before my father passed away, about having a Bigfoot hunt with GRI, and I'm still considering that for the late summer. I think I could get a bunch of us together, and we could go hang out there and see if we can get some photographs of the big guy ourselves, you know. I know we're a bunch of ghost hunters, but we got the gear. Why not? I've got a couple of game cameras. Do you believe in Bigfoot?
I do.
Yeah. Human beings, there were so many different species of human beings out there. I really think that it's possible for a creature like this that does not want to be found to be wandering around the forest out there. All across the world, and there's, you know, repeatedly people see this thing, but it seems to have a kind of a camera sensor capability, because anytime a camera gets near, it just disappears, freezes, and becomes part of the background. I do think that, but I think there's something to the whole thing that, that it is a species of human, and I think one day, in the not so distant future, we're going to run into these things and actually, you know, catch one, or we're going to find a dead one. Or we're going to get some, you know, amazing, you know, photo video evidence of these things and go from there. And I've heard stories that the government already knows well, you know, very well that these things are out there, and they probably have their own programs for protecting them and all that. But it sure would be nice to finally just put that to bed and say, yep, they're out there. You know, I mean, you ever watch Swamp People? You know, out on
yes.
Yeah, remember that Troy? Troy's that the one. He's like that old guy. He's got the kids, and they go out there hunting the alligators. And he says in the beginning of the show, "You are out here, you hear things and out there, and you don't want to know what they are." And I do think that some of what they hear out there is some of these swamp apes, and you know, Bigfoot varieties that live out in the swamps out there in the South. So they are out there. There's stuff out there.
I was watching something on the history, I think it was the History Channel the other day, and they were talking about, like, how man evolved, and they think that there was a split between Cro-Magnon and Neanderthal, and then you've got Bigfoot, you've got the swamp people, you've got Sasquatch, and they were talking about people forget, or they tend to ignore, that there might be people, you know, that branched off and learned how to live in the ocean also.
Oh, that mermaid
special. So
that's
kind of interesting. Yes, that one.
Yeah, didn't you? That was, I only caught part of that, but I was blown away. I was going, whoa, you know? That
and
makes
Noah.
Sense because,
involved,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, and I really I wanted to go back and find out more about that, and I think that they may repeat that, or it may be you know, maybe it'll become available on DVD or something. But what I saw of it was, you know, you looked at what they had on tape, you know, that one video that they showed of the creature on the beach up in, I guess, Washington State, and it was just, it blew me away. I'm looking going, oh my God. I mean, and you start to think about it, 71% of this planet is covered with water. And we know more about the surface of the moon than we know about our own oceans. And I would not be at all surprised that there would be an intelligent species that arose in the oceans. The oceans had life far longer than anything that was out on land. You know, I mean, a lot more happened in, you know, evolution-wise in the ocean than happened on land. It took a while for things to happen here on this little 29% that's, you know, sticking above the surface. And something just knocked really loud here in the studio. Just a second. So somebody here that wants to hang out with me for the show, go right ahead, but you're going to have trouble sitting down in that one seat because it's covered up. Okay. All righty then. You can just sit on my... just don't come up and touch me too much, okay? We end up with spirits sometimes that come in during the show, and I'll have stuff happen where I'll get cold chills, and there's like a lot of wind, and suddenly I've got the door open, but it's the breeze. Normally, it's just sort of breezy and really getting cold in here, which is a surprise. Okay, so anyway, but we were going on about these different species of you know, intelligent species in the ocean, and I really do think that there's something to this. The question would be, I mean, did you feel it was pretty much a documentary, or did you think it got kind of made up?
Well, I think it started off as a, you know, kind of reminded me of that radio show that Orson Welles did, The War of the Worlds, and they never told people, or they just said in the beginning of it that this is, you know, this is a made-up thing, you know, but they never, during the breaks, ever mentioned that again, and people at that time really thought that, you know, the world was coming to an end, because I don't think I started really paying attention to this when right from the beginning, but I never heard anything else during the whole show indicating if it was a documentary or not. The only one thing that I heard them say, where the government couldn't deny something because they had already released to the public one piece of evidence, and that was the recordings, the audio recordings of the call underwater.
Yeah.
But towards the end, I started to wonder, you know, if it was kind of like, I want to say, not documented, maybe fiction.
Well,
you know
the trouble. The trouble is, I mean, the ring of truth, there's a certain thing that, you know, when stories like this come out, they'll have a certain distinctive flavor about them. And once you see, you know, where there's smoke, there's generally fire. And the trouble is you look at primitive stories, you know, going back to the Greeks and the Mediterranean Sea, there were stories about the sirens that would call, and going back into antiquity, all these different cultures all across the world are describing these things, and there's a great truth there. Similar stories about similar animals across the world, whether it be Bigfoot or these mermaids. These things, generally, when you go back, you start to find that there was a real creature that evolved and was part of, that's in the fossil record in many cases. So, it's not all that surprising that, if there were, quote, mermaids, like a humanoid variety that it was an ocean dweller, that had gone to the ocean. The precedence is there because we have dolphins. Dolphins were land creatures. They went back to the ocean and became oceanic. And it's not that far of a stretch to think that human beings might have done the same too. Might have found it more to their liking to be in the water all the time. And some of the structural features, they showed the sonar capability of this creature had it could use sonar. Like a dolphin would. I'm inclined to think that there's something going on there. So, I'll follow up on it and see if I can find out more about it, because it struck me and it was just like, oh my God, and the way that the Navy was responding was classic. What they would do, what the military would do, because they got their programs they're trying to deal with, and they're not going to want to give up their program. They're going to want to blast it with all the sonar they want, and they would get maybe get in the way of it. So I think there's something there. So anyway, but we got off on a big tangent here. We've got callers out there. We got about an hour remaining. Wow, it goes quick here. So I'm going to go ahead and bring 513 on, and I'll say who I see out there. We got 513-814-773 and 606. So I'm going to bring on 513. You are on the air. What's your name and where are you from?
Hi, John. My name is Patty, and I'm from Ohio.
Hi, Patty.
Hi. I called a couple of months ago, and you got some really great EVPs from my grandfather. And I actually believe he's visiting your studio because his big thing is knocking. That's his he likes to do
oh,
that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's funny because, I've got a fan on that's blowing. I basically got a fan on blowing hot air out of here because the studio was closed up all day and it turned into an oven in here. So I was trying to cool it down, but it got unnaturally cold suddenly, and I'm a little bit cooler than I would tend to think I would be.
That's funny. I never feel the coldness. I never feel that, but I've experienced a lot of stuff, and he's very he's very strong and very very commanding presence.
Do you, what I generally get here is sometimes the other side will make its presence known, and I'll have knocks on the western wall. But I've got my headphones on, so I could not tell. It was a loud, I don't know if you guys heard it, but I heard a loud knock, and I couldn't tell. And it sounded to me like it was to my south wall, if I had to pick it. But usually I have it on the eastern wall or northern. So it's kind of on one side or the other. And generally when the spirits come in, they'll generally cross around behind me and end up on my left side, and I'll have, like, they'll then touch me in the arm. This is on the right side. And I don't know what that's about, but I'm getting, and here I go with the wind again. I don't know what this is, but I'm getting cold all around my body right now. So I feel like it's a presence,
that.
But.
But, well, anyway. Oh, sorry. Sorry about
yeah,
that.
Go ahead.
Well, anyway, okay. You inspired me to try and to get EVPs on my own. I purchased a recorder, and I tried to do it. I downloaded the software program. But I, no matter what, I just couldn't get it to work. It's quite complicated, I thought, for me anyway.
You know what? the part, it is, I'll tell you what, I can give you a system that will probably help you out with it. What sort of recorder did you get?
oh, what was it? Oh, man, it was, I forget the name of it, but it was one that, it was a digital recorder that was, it was recommended. Oh, I forget the name of it. I'm sorry.
Was it Sony or Olympus?
Olympus, that's it.
Okay, yeah. Olympus. Good brand. Great recorders. And here's the deal. And, you can get into so many devices and so many device types, and you can get into, like, really expensive recorders.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
the expensive ones actually get less results, I think, because they have these better filters. And unfortunately, you're filtering out, like, the stuff you want to get if you're doing paranormal.
Oh,
and,
wow.
I mean, but if you get, like, some of the midline recorders, you know, the $20, $30, $40, $50, $60 recorders, so, you know, less filtration, they're just good standard video or voice recorders. Those are the ones we like to use. You know, I use Sony's. I use the Sony ICDP series, like 720s, you know, 820s. Now Sony's getting where they're kind of moving into all this high-end filtration, and I'm going, God, dude, just leave it alone. You know, we got great stuff here. You know, quit trying to filter out all this good stuff, because we're talking to spirits here. You know, but
oh, and
just,
they have,
you know,
voice activation too, where it'll pick up, if it hears something, it'll pick it up automatically. If it's loud enough, though, I think.
There's people that do that in the EVP world, and I've never made it work. But what I find is I just generally, I'll start off, and I recommend to beginners, start off with like a 5-minute set. Do, you know, write down 3 or 4 questions, and then ask the questions, and then just get real quiet, and make sure you don't have any real, you know, like TVs on or no voices going on. It's probably okay to turn on, like what I've got here right now, I've got a fan on in the studio. A little white noise doesn't hurt, and it actually helps them bring through, you know, they can use that energy of the sound to actually bring through their
I've
voices.
Oh, I've heard that. Yeah, white noise.
Yeah, so use a little white noise. You can turn a radio on with a little bit of static. Make sure there's no voices coming through. I mean, just like this here, you know, you can hear that.
Okay.
There's no, yeah, that will give you kind of a, it provides enough sound energy that they're able to vocalize that and turn that into something that will record and then play back. Now, does that always work? No. Sometimes you won't have to have anything, and the spirit will be exceptionally strong, or there'll be the right conditions will be in place. And it's the part we don't understand yet. We don't know all the physics behind it yet. But if you stick with it, if you stick with it, and you, let's say you were to record 5 minutes, you know, every 2 or 3 days, you know, or you pick do it like on a Monday, you know, 9 o'clock at night, you do a set, and then say Thursday, you do it again, and you tell them out loud, this is the nights I'm going to be recording. Now, you pick the nights you want, but you stay consistent. This form of EVP is practiced by lots and lots of people. Now, you know, I do stuff where I'm out in the field. You know, I'm doing case recordings, but I also do it on here on air, and then I do the work where I can be just, you know, I don't have anybody on, and I'll just talk to spirits, and I'll pull them in and go through a question answer period, and I get great EVPs with them. I'm like a magnet for it. I don't know why. I've always been, but
I
some
feel like
people
that way too. Just not.
Well,
I mean, for spirit in general, it seems like. I mean, it's like once you open to it, it's like it. It attracts more of that, more and more. It seems.
I think if you develop it, since you already have a propensity for this, with, you know, feeling them and being in contact with. I think if you just formalize it a little bit and just change your process a little bit, the recorder you have, I don't know what model you have, but even if it's like one of the nicer ones where it's got a little more filtration, it doesn't mean it won't work.
Okay.
It means they'll have to probably adapt to it a little more, and it'll be a little more work for them to do, but they will come through. So give it a go, you know, and if you find, you know, and if you stick with it, I guarantee you, within a month, if you don't have an EVP, something's wrong.
Okay.
Because you should get something. I started off with, oddly enough, I started my EVPs in a very unique way. I started my EVP world, the first EVP I ever did was with a Civil War rifle handed to me. Someone knew I was a medium and said, can you see what you can pull through about who owned this Spencer rifle. And it was, and I went, I have no clue if I can do this. So I did my EVP sets. It was in 2007, and I did my first EVPs. And when I did this, I was about 20 minutes in, and I didn't know anything about how to set up EVP. I had no clue. So I was just sitting in there. I just meditated, and then I got into holding this rifle, and I turned the recorder on. And I got a very southern-sounding gentleman pops in, very clear EVP, and tells me the name of different kind of name, and I don't remember the name. I'll have to pull it out. I'll try to find it for the next show, because I've got it recorded someplace. But this name was tied to a Georgia Confederate unit, and it was a real unit. And I get this name on EVP. And I'm like, whoa, this really works. And
yeah,
it was
you had
like,
good luck.
I was so stoked. I mean, it was like, oh, my God, this really, this isn't all bullshit, and it really happens. And then I got so excited because then it opened more doors. And if you go in with a pure heart and you're going in and you're trying to work with spirits and you're not trying to make it a command performance, they like that. They want that. They want to have a relationship where someone cares enough on the other side to speak with them and talk with them as equals.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Treat them
if you show them respect, they'll show you it back.
Oh, yeah. So,
usually.
But I just think if you keep it limited but keep the times consistent, I think you're going to have great luck. And then it'll probably open the floodgates like you've had with all the other.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I'll have to try that again. And in August, I'm going to Colorado, and I'm going to be visiting the Stanley Hotel. I'm sure you've heard of it.
Now I know why the hell. I'll reveal something to you guys. You just watched. How did this happen? I don't understand. There's a group of people in my team who have been pushing me to get to the Stanley, and I just yesterday opened up and said, okay, let's try to get there this fall. And they're using some connections there to get us in, and I'm hoping it works out. But, I mean, God.
Wow, that's weird.
Oh, my God. When are you going?
I'm going in August, and I've heard there's a few spirits there. There's a little girl. There's Lord Dunraven, one of the builders of the hotel, I think, something like that. I don't know, but there's a lot of activity and stuff, so I'm really excited.
Yeah, Jack Nicholson, just hanging out there. Here's Johnny. Wendy, you're still starting to piss me off. He's I like Jack Nicholson. I know this is a topic, but you got to know Jack Nicholson is a different kind of man, because when he was in traffic one day in Los Angeles, and you've really screwed up in life when you tick off Jack Nicholson in traffic, because some guy cut him off and then went out of his way to piss him off and didn't know who he had behind him. Jack Nicholson gets out of his car with a golf club and proceeds to just totally destroy this guy's car.
Oh, my gosh.
And wow. You don't know, when you've got the man from The Shining beating your car to a living pulp with a golf club, you've probably screwed up really bad. And I know it ended up in court, and Jack Nicholson probably paid the lawsuit just because, but it sets it, it kind of is a good thing. It sets your, it just sets your reputation up. You don't want to piss me off. There you go.
Good.
Here's Johnny. Yeah, but I would really love to have you on. You're going to do this in August, right? And how long are you going to be there?
Yeah, I will let you know if I catch anything. I want to contact that little girl. I think her name is Katie. And
is that the one that Taps ran into underneath the Yeah.
She called out hello, and they were underneath the tunnels in the basement.
Well, it's funny. We keep running into these little girl cases. This Truckee Hotel thing we just did. We got a Class A EVP. I'll tell you guys a little bit before our reveal thing, but we caught a Class A EVP of a little girl on four different pieces of gear. And so here's another tip for those of you out there that are doing paranormal investigation. Yeah, make sure you have multiple investigators with multiple pieces of equipment, you know, when you go out and, you know, and you're working together like in twos or threes, however your team does it. But roll your make sure there's more than one person recording, you know, as you walk through, because this kind of stuff lends credence to our claims of the paranormal. And mm-hmm. what ended up happening for us was we were in room 401 of the Truckee Hotel, very haunted room. I've had unclear audience, so I actually hear spirits on occasion. And generally the ones I hear are really pissed off and they're really mad, or there's real emotion with them. They're really they're distraught, or they're very happy, and I'll hear them. And this in this particular room in 2009, I actually have an EVP that I'll play on the next show. I'll play this one, where I hear the spirit, I repeat back what it's saying, and it says it again, and I say it again, and I'm repeating it back to my cousin who was in the room with me. And so I have this completely recording. Now, well, the other one we did, you know, a week or so ago, we're up there, same room, and basically, and I actually wasn't in the room. I had given my camera to several ladies who were up there. Vicky was with us. She was in the room when this happened. Vicky down there in the bottom of my chat room. Is Vicky still there? Yep. Nope. Yep. There she is. So Vicky was there, and she and several other ladies picked this up, and it's just amazing. I mean, and then we heard 45 seconds later this amazing EVP happens, and then after that we actually picked up pounding on a door. And
wow.
It's you hear this bam, 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 and she's calling out. This girl is calling out, and we're just blown away. I mean, it's just and it's showing up on all the gear. So, you know, definitely. Are you going to go with somebody, you know, to the Stanley?
No, but just my family. But I'm going to do the ghost tour. They have an actual ghost tour, and I'm going to just stay the night and see what happens.
Yeah, when you do the ghost tour, make sure you kind of hook up with somebody there and you get their contact information. And if you're both recording at the same time, you know, you may be able to compare notes.
Yeah,
you know,
that's a good idea.
Yeah. So, but I'd love to hear your evidence when you come back. I mean,
I'll keep you posted. That's really neat.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
But, you know, don't lose heart on the EVP stuff. Everybody has kind of a different speed at which these things start to kind of catch. But if you stick with it, you know, even if it's a slow start, you will start getting EVPs. And if you show and you're interested, the other side will go, you know, they're serious. Okay, let's open up the gates.
Yeah.
And it'll start happening for you. So, you know, I think you're going to do just fine.
Okay. Thank you. Well, it was really nice talking to you, and I'm glad to hear that you're doing well and your mom's doing well.
It's been a bit of a ride, but you know, she's getting around better. You know, things are just starting to look up, and we've you know, for I wake up with a smile on my face for the first time in a long time. So yeah, it's
good
to be back. You know.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
All right.
Hey,
well, thanks very much.
Okay. Take care, my dear.
You too.
Okay.
Bye.
That was a nice call. It's, you know, it's good when you can read somebody and then they go off and do something like that and, you know, start doing, you know, kind of doing their own thing and they're exploring. And you know, you kind of helped a little bit with that. You know, you're trying to inspire them and they could go out there and then they could find out the truth themselves. Yeah, and you know, it's funny. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that are very skeptical of the paranormal. And actually some of them who are so skeptical, they won't get off their ass and actually go out and join us to see for themselves because they're so stuck in their worldview, which needs shifting. But the ones that do go out there and do, you know, see for themselves, come away, you know, so convinced. And, you know, it's like when we do our cases with GRI, we're not trying to prove anything to anybody. We're trying to prove to ourselves. We're walking into the unknown and it's the best thing ever. I mean, I feel so good about being doing this work. It's just amazing to be able to actually go out there and you're dealing with real unknown things that humanity knows very little about, and you're actually taking equipment that you could buy anywhere and going out there and you're getting results. It's awesome, man. So I'm sorry, I'm blushing, you know, going all over on this. But hi, Nancy Corey.
Hi there. Hi, John. How are you?
I'm just being an old kalute here, but, you know, God, what's going on? Now we got We got one guy talking about guitar amps. Dr. Dave is using AM, and AM hash is horrible. Yeah, you know what? I prefer FM when I'm doing a lot of my EVP work, but sometimes AM gets good results, especially on USS Hornet. I have a real affinity for the Hornet because of my military background, you know, being around in that business, and then the you know, the whole thing with, you know, the psychic kind of weird stuff I do. But I'll take my equipment in, and I tend to do better with the AM radio inside the Hornet. And it's, I think it's because we're inside the, it basically shields you from all the radio signals, because you're basically in a big tin can, you know. And it just something about that. I seem to do better with the PSB7 stuff. But and I'm going to actually be releasing some of our clips from that. We've been sitting on some things, and I'm going to get them uploaded. I've been a busy man. I got a lot on my plate here. I'm a lot of things going on here. You know what I mean? So anyway, I'm going to bring on. Oh yeah, it's a true Caponia. Let's see, 814. I'm starting to lose it. You know, Nancy, you're going to have to take over the show.
I'm here.
Okay, you're going to be the medium on staff. I'm just going to go on hold. All right, you take over.
I don't know how to be a medium because I'm only a small.
I knew you were going to do that. Okay. All right. Our resident small is here with us to do readings. Please meet our small person here. Okay, here we go. 814, you're on SoulStream. What's your name and where are you from?
Hi, John. It's Terry Bright from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Terry.
How are you doing?
Well, they keep paying me to show up, and actually the pay I'm getting for doing this is zero, so I guess I must just really love doing it.
And we love you doing it.
Well, thank you very much. What can I do for you?
I was just wondering if you have any messages.
Let's see. The Hollywood career is not going to come through for me for a while. No. Okay. Sorry. Have your service call my service in the talk. Spirit-wise? Yeah, see, I made her laugh, too. Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is a very haunted place. There's a lot going on in Pennsylvania. I've got a friend there she's an amazing person, and she goes in and out of my life just on Facebook. I'll hear from her a little bit, and then she's out, and then she'll be back in, and she's out. And she's just starting to make an appearance again. She kind of rolls in and out like the waves. And but she tells me about some of the stuff they run into out there, and oh, my God, what a haunted spot that is. And I guess there's a lot of Civil War history there, isn't there, in Pennsylvania?
Especially Gettysburg.
Oh, that's
yes, Gettysburg
that's
is really, really heavy.
How far from Gettysburg are you?
Like, I think it's maybe 4 hours. I'm not real good with directions.
Yeah.
And it's, like, close to York and stuff like that, but I'm down at, like, I'm in Bedford County.
Okay. Well, messages now from, you're talking messages from, are you looking specifically for, because I keep getting a family reference with you. Are you looking for somebody,
yeah,
who's
from
a family member's
anyone.
Past?
Yeah.
All right. This feels serious. It feels so serious, and I don't want to be, but it is. What have I got to do here? I was trying to make light, and it's like they're very, all right, dad's side. Mom. I'm going to go with dad. Mom's on the right, dad's on the left. Got my grid up. Where do you fit, spirit? Where do you fit? I'm trying to make a sense of this because I want to get this right. When you were growing up, dad's side.
Yeah.
Was there more than one dad for you? Is there more than one dad energy for you?
I had a stepdad.
That's what I'm asking. Okay, so this is where I'm still having, you know.
Pardon? I didn't consider him a dad.
Is the stepfather still alive?
Yeah, I didn't hear that he died in the last couple of days.
Pardon me?
I didn't hear that he had died in the last couple of days.
Okay, so he's still here with us. Is your father still here?
I haven't heard anything. Yeah, he's still here, as far as I know.
I'm getting okay. So the spirit in question. This is the part where I'm having to try to. This is reference. So they're telling me about two fathers. And it's on your dad's side. This is a spirit from your dad's side, but they're making a reference to the two fathers. Biological father. Request for chat room roll call. Thanks, Nancy. I'm sitting here getting into the reading and suddenly pops up. Biological father. Still alive.
Yes.
Brother, sister, is there brother, sisters with him?
My dad?
Yeah.
He has brothers and he has two sisters.
Okay. Don't tell me any more than that. Big rule. Yeah. Don't volunteer information because it's just, because I was getting brother, sister energy.
Okay.
And I'm trying to make, so don't tell me who's passed. So I'm getting female energy with this, referring to the brother sisters of your father. This is all centered around your father for some reason, your biological father.
Mm-hmm.
And the spirit's giving evidence of these different things. What is this thing with the sisters? Trying to pin this down. This one's like a very. I feel like the family on your dad's side are kind of serious people. Sense of humor is kind of. you know how I'm kind of goofy? I don't think that they're that way. That would be safe to say, yes?
Correct.
Okay. Father, before I go into the sisters, I'm getting a military reference. Was your father military?
No.
Did he do? Who's the military person? Was your stepdad?
Yeah. My stepdad did do military. Yes.
Okay, so I'm getting a military reference in the dads. Okay. What is the thing with the sisters? I'm returning to the sisters. Both sisters are still with us, correct?
On my father's side, yes.
All right. Yeah, because I was asking, and it's like they're just, and it's, this spirit is just like a mystery spirit. It's giving me, I'm getting references to all these things, and the spirit is just staying kind of in the background and not really. I'm trying to get them to kind of pop forward and tell me who the hell they are.
Well, yeah, tell them I said so.
What's that?
Tom, I said so to pop forward.
I think they heard that. Let me think here, because this is serious. I mean, this is serious stuff. They're very formal people. They're very dignified, very much so.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel keep getting a female reference here, so I'm gonna go with that. This is a feminine spirit that's coming through for me. Okay, stepfather, father, there was marriages had changed around. I did all that. I'm trying to make sense of what this is, this thing that I'm being shown. This is serious stuff. I'm the mind lamp, when I'm sitting there, was thinking about all that. It turned a perfect shade of purple. A lot of deep love in the family, yes? I mean, deep respect, deep love.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And it just kind of, it was like this shade of purple, which was, it was here and fleeting. It was like they show it and then the emotion kind of goes and they get back to being serious about things. But it comes and it goes and there's a lot of passion there. What is this thing? This is a woman and I know both sisters alive. Mother? Did your grandmother, dad's mom has passed? Because I'm feeling this is a grandmother energy then.
My dad's mom passed, yeah.
Okay, don't tell me how she passed, because I'm kind of asking her that question, and she's...
Okay.
This woman was... She's formidable. And not very talkative. And I'm finding that out because pulling information out of her is like pulling teeth. And, but... would that be safe to say? Yes, because this is what I'm pulling out of her. Like, please give me some more. But she's got a dignity about her. I'm getting cancer. Did she pass from like a cancer, blood cancer, or some sort of cancer condition? Was there a cancer with her? Getting like a what did she pass of? Because I keep seeing a disease condition, like cancer.
I was never told. She was at my house, and this was Memorial Day weekend, and she said, "Okay, I see my grandchildren. They're all doing fine. I'm ready to go."
Really? When did this happen?
And I said, "Grandma, don't say that."
And when did this? When did she pass?
July.
Last year?
No, I'm trying to think. It was probably like 12 or more years ago.
I
always thought it was broken
that,
heart.
I'm getting like a long-term condition that if I had to, I mean, no one told you what she passed of?
The way I found out that she died was my husband had my son at Pee Wee, and he came home and he said, "Hey, you maybe want to call your dad because it sounds like your cousin left because his grandmother died."
Oh boy.
And I said,
"Oh Jesus, this is not it." That's why I felt the seriousness about all this. God, why all the not talking thing going on? Was there something getting in the way of that? And without getting too personal, I mean, was there just like
just the divorce? You know, we moved back here, and I don't know if my mom didn't let us around or not.
Well, I'll tell you what, the way she's presenting this to me, I feel like this is like a blood type disease, type of cancer condition, something that was long term and just wore her down. If I read this right, I don't understand. I don't think it's like leukemia, but I feel like it's that sort in that family, and I don't know the way how to name this disease. I don't understand quite what she's trying to show me, but I know it has to do with blood, and that, you know, that's tiredness, and it just wore her down over time, and she battled it for a long time is the way I'm picking up on this. Now, family of secrets. Okay. Secretive. Family secrets. Family secretive. What is this about? I'm just rattling off what they're giving me. I feel like they...
A big family secret?
Yeah. There's like a...
My uncle, Kenny.
Okay. This is a really interesting reading. This is the kind I love doing. You had a pretty good relationship with her? I mean, in younger years?
When we were younger, yes. She was a good grandmother.
I feel like real regret with her. There's a sadness. But I think that, do you ever pray and do you talk with her? Do you ever talk to her?
Sometimes,
now,
yeah.
At this time?
Yeah.
I would recommend, this is something I always recommend highly because they're always with us. It's like my father, here he is. He left in February and I talk with my father every day. I mean, I get up and I go, "Hey, Pop, love you." I walk up to his urn. I go, "Pop, how you doing? What's up?" And he pops around and we see him. We have experiences with him. He's a regular part of our lives. And, it's like the Hawaiian culture, believe it or not. I mean, I spent some time in Hawaii in the 1990s, and they're the same way. I mean, you go talking to Hawaiians, and they're really cool people. And they've got, like, this whole thing about, when people die, it's like, so what? Their body's gone, but they're still around. And so they set places at the table, and we do the same thing with our dead. It's like we always set a place for the dead in our tables, for every holiday thing. And so I'm just saying to you, I think it would benefit you to bring her more in. And I think that you will be able to develop a relationship with her, even though she's crossed, that she will come through for you. She was really kind of like pulling teeth to get this all out of her. She's strong and formidable, but there's a gentle quality and vulnerable. She's vulnerable. Was her husband, was he a bit difficult?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
But he was very difficult, but not to us.
She's got stainless steel in her spine. I'm going to say that. She's tough as nails. She held her own. The thing that I'm getting with her, and this is really important for you, this reading, I think, was what the show's about tonight, this one reading, because this is a big deal, her coming through like this. She's making reference to you. What's this about? You're married, yes?
Yes.
I mean, you have children?
Yes.
What's two? I got two. Do you have two children? Are there two?
Yes.
Is it boy, girl? Is it boy, girl?
No.
What's
two boys.
The tomboy then? Two boys? Okay.
Two
who's
boys.
The girly boy? Who's the girly boy then?
This is where it's funny is my youngest or my oldest one looks like my uncle.
Okay.
And
what is the? She's got this reference. Are you? Okay, so she's referencing two, and I'm getting the girl thing, and I'm trying to. I was confusing this. Are you? Are you considering having another child?
No, I don't want any more kids. I can't have any more kids. I'm done.
Okay, that's.
I did have a miscarriage.
I'm getting. Oh, really? Was it?
Yeah.
Did you know the sex of the child?
I felt it was a girl.
Okay, that's why I'm getting. I got the boy thing, and then I got girl, and I'm going, "What's the girl thing about?" And I'm trying to pin this down. So two live, and then the girl energy, which you feel was a girl that miscarried. So she's bringing up the children. Have you ever talked to your boys about your grandmother?
Yes.
So they know of her, and have they seen pictures of her?
They actually got to meet my grandmother the last time she was here. My oldest son was rather rude to her.
Oh, really?
And I really got mad and yelled at him whenever. He said, well, they never came around before. And I said, well, you don't know what went on before to make them not come around.
Yeah, kids can be that way. It takes some time. So these children are older then. They've had some years with all this. I just feel like that she's got she would like them, not only you to be talking more with her, but I think that she would like them to know more about her. Have you opened up? I know these are terribly personal questions sometimes, and I'll go in her angels fear to tread doing this work. But have you opened up to them a lot about some of the things that happened?
About?
Without getting into all the negatives, just have you opened up to what happened in the past with them to really bring them in and understand the family history, is what I'm saying.
I don't know everything. Like, my mom said that my dad didn't want us.
Ugly.
But, pardon me?
I was just going
to... My dad said he would drive back here and she would either want money from him and not have us, or she just wouldn't show up at all.
That's why I've got all this sadness around you then. It's just really... But have you talked to them about all what you do know and some of the things and really opened up?
Yeah, I did tell them that, you know, I don't think it was my dad's fault as much as, you know. And my dad did go to my oldest son's wedding.
So it has gotten a little better there?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there's still the way that she's coming through is that your grandmother is coming through on this, and she's really there. I mean, the pieces you don't know about, I don't think so much matter as what's going forward. And that's the thing here is developing the relationship between you and her to continue on with that, because that she does want that to continue, you know, you talking with her. It lifts her up and makes her life there better by you opening up and talking with her and leveling where you really feel about things. And it's not like there's negative between you, but I feel like opening up and talking more will cleanse your soul, and it will also lift her higher there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good thing for both of you. I feel like the outcome of that also affects the boys. You know, and they're, I guess, teenagers.
I always told my kids if they would have had a grandmother like my grandmother, they would have truly appreciated her, because she was like the best.
I feel
she would go sled riding with us and that when we were, you know, little and that. And, you know,
well,
she did fun stuff with us.
I think the thing here is if you were to do this, I feel like you're going to get more communications from her dream-wise.
Okay.
There you go again. There you go again with Max in the studio. I think that was maybe her. I don't know. But what I feel like is it's going to open up some things, and you're going to be given some information that will open up some of the things you don't know. I don't understand exactly how that's going to happen, but I think it's going to kick some things into motion that on the other side that will bring some things forward in ways you don't quite understand yet. My lamp just turned red. Absolutely. There's a lot of passion. There's a lot of unbridled passion around all this. There was a lot of real energy in all of this. So what I'm feeling like right now is if you do this and you open up with her, it may kick some things into gear on this side of the veil with family members and stuff that I don't know about all the detail here. But I think there's more to be said for the story that will open up. And I think it will affect kind of round in a roundabout way. You're going to get more out of this. So you're changing your approach with this, and talking with her will bear fruit in other ways. And I really don't understand it because they're not giving me any more to go on. I'm just passing the message. The thing that I'm going to say is I wouldn't be surprised in a year if things are much, much improved and much different in a way that you, you're going to really like. And I'm just going to go out on a limb on that because I just feel that. I feel that.
I'm getting a horse.
You're getting a horse? Well, that's a good
one. My pap was a horse lover.
Well, hell, there you go. You get some, you know, get the.
And you said bridled or something.
Well, you know, you just get a horse. It's easy. You know, just go to somebody else's place, feed them hay, and open the gate, and they'll follow you. There you go. No. So there's that whole thing about horse thieving, isn't there? But, you know, I just feel like this is going to be a good thing. The boys' attitude, have they've mellowed on all of this since the one that was negative? Has he mellowed out? About all of that?
A little bit, yeah. He still, I said, you know, like if you, when he goes down to Gettysburg and that, you know, I say it's not really that much further. You could go down to Sunbury and see my dad. Yeah, no, that's not going to happen.
Okay.
But my dad will go out past here and go to Pittsburgh and he doesn't stop.
I just think that this can actually be a. I think things are going to turn around. I mean, I just feel this good thing. There's another little angle on this, and then I think we'll wrap up because she's stepping back a bit. But the one thing she showed me again was the little girl. Do your sons know about your miscarriage?
Yes.
Okay. When a baby comes into existence in the womb and, you know, for whatever reason doesn't make it through to term, mm-hmm. there has been a spirit that did move in there briefly, and they, for whatever reason, as part of their development process, they affected your life however short they were here, but they're still part of your family group. The soul has been there
mm-hmm.
before and didn't incarnate in this life, but you've got, your boys have a sister up there.
Yeah.
And that's somebody you can actually get to know. So, major hint here, grandma is with her and is just referencing that and just saying, she's around, you know, if you want to pursue that and get to know more about that, you can follow up on that. And it's your choices if you want to do that. And then the boys knowing
okay.
about it, too, is a good thing. But for you right now, I just feel like this would really be good for you. So, gosh, it's just a nice reading. I really like it. There's all the seriousness, and yet there's such a good thing comes out of this. Just talk
yeah.
to your grandmother more. She'd like that.
I will. I tell my kids all the time about how great she was, you know, but I don't talk to her as much as I do my uncle, so.
Did you ever end up with, I mean, are pictures of her kind of at a, there's not many of them that you have?
I don't have any.
Okay, the reason I'm saying this is because I feel, you know, there's one little final bit that I think that you will be able to get some of those things in the very not so distant future. She's showing me that there are pictures and I think even films of her that you can get access to and which will really, really kind of be a good thing for you to see that because
mm-hmm.
it'll bring her back in even more so. It's like I've got a film of my father. It's hysterical. I mean, I have my friend Spencer Hughes at the house. And him and I were, and my mother and my father were all around the table, and we're just going crazy and he thought the paranormal was a bunch of BS. And he's giving me a hard time, and he was hysterical. It was before he really kind of, you know, checked out on us. And, you know, it's such a good memory. I kept that out on YouTube. And it just, sometimes I just want to hear my dad's voice. I'll just play that because it just makes me feel better. And that's kind of the feel I get, and that's why she brought it up. She knew, she's referencing that so that you know that there's something like that out there that there's a physical piece of her there that's around. You just have to find it. And I don't know who I feel like it's I feel like a man has it. I don't know who the man is. I don't know. She's showing me a male, and I have no clue who this is. But there's a male.
Maybe my father has some.
If I were you, I would ask, because I feel like...
I know my mom kept everything like that.
And where is she at, you know, with regard to all that?
My mom's like 4 miles down the road.
You may want to follow up on that. If she doesn't have it, she may know. But I feel like it's in the possession of a male, and I don't know why. Maybe your mother handed it off to somebody, or it's in somebody's room, or I don't know. But the way I'm getting it is there's a male person alive has these things, physical possession. There you go. So, I mean, look into that. And I'd like to hear back on this one. This is neat reading. I like this one. There's a good outcome with all this. So, gosh. Yeah. Did you sit in her lap a lot?
Pardon me?
When you were little with her, was she, did you just like crawl in Graham's lap and you were out like a light kind of thing?
She was a good grandmother. I mean,
she would just pick you up and just curl you up, and you were asleep, and you knew everything was cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's kind of the way she's leaving you with this. If I read this right, it's she's doing the same thing for you right now, to pull you in and wrap around you, and it's going to be okay. And that's basically where she leaves it. So,
okay.
You know, the next step is for you. You know, you can talk to her. So I'm just very glad to have read with you on this one. This one made my night. Thank you.
It made mine too. Usually my uncle comes through and he yells at me.
Let's put it this way. You deserved this tonight. You've worked a long, hard life, and you've done your time. And having somebody nice come through for you is what you really needed to hear, and that's what they do. So, she was there for you, and she will be. Okay. You need a big hug. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Great, Terry. Thank you, Terry. Bye now.
All right. Bye.
That was a good reading. I like that. We're running low on time, and I've got a lot of callers out there. I'm going to go through and just read the ones I can. If I can keep it, I'll try to speed read. How do you speed read when you're doing mediumship? It's like I dive deep and I get into the guts of their whole lives. How do you do that? I don't know, but I'm going to try. So I'll tell you what, we're just going to keep reading until we get to the end. We got 8 minutes. I'm going to bring 814 on. 814, you're on full stream. What's your name? Where are you from? Oh, are you? Wait a minute. I just had you, didn't I? That's you,
yeah,
Terry.
That's me.
Oh, I just wanted to come back to you. We love you. All right. I'll put you back on hold.
We all love you, too.
All right. I'm hitting the wrong buttons here in the studio. Okay. Nancy is sitting there laughing at me. My co-pilot did not look. She did not warn me. All right. We have a slightly weird reader here. That's me. 773, you're on Soul Stream. I hit the right button this time. What's your name? Where are you from? Hello? Going once. Going twice. Going thrice. 773. Okay, you're on hold. All right, we're going to go to 646. Here we go. 646, you're on Soul Stream. When I hit the button, and it actually works. Whoa, they went off. Well, how the hell did that work? All right, let me try this one. 646.
Hey, hello?
There
John?
We go. Finally, the button finally worked. Everything shifted. My system is possessed. Okay, we got it fixed. 646, hello. How are you?
Hi, my name is Anne. And
hi,
I'm calling from. Hi, John. I'm calling from New York City, and
New
I have
York
a question.
City?
Yes.
Okay.
I have a question. A friend of mine passed away, Lita. I would call her Coach. She passed away in November. Well, actually in August, but I realized and I found out in November. But I never got a chance to say goodbye. I never had a chance. I didn't even know she passed, but until I checked the internet just to see what was going on, because I kept calling and calling. So do you have
oh
any messages
God.
From Lita to me? Because I...
What was
I
her name?
Lita. Lita Linton.
Walita.
Lita, yes.
And this was a friend. This was a good friend of yours.
Yes.
Why? I just have to go with oh God, spirits are so weird. You guys are weird out there. And I'm not talking to the audience here. I'm talking to the spirits because I'll get the damnedest things come through my head, and I have no frigging clue why. Okay, I'm just going to go with my gut here. Did you two like grow up together? I feel like child. Like energy quality between you two. Was there a grow up thing between you two?
Actually, no. She was older, but
was there a childish quality?
Yes.
Was the two of you like kids together? Okay. That's what I'm trying to get. What's the teddy bear bit? She showed me bears. God, I don't know why. I mean, I'm looking at teddy bears. What's the deal with teddy bears?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Teddy bear reference. I don't know what she's showing me the bears for. Do you have children?
No, I have godchildren.
You have godchildren. How old are the godchildren?
One is 18, 19, 16, and my unofficial is 13.
And Walita, right? I want to make sure I get that right.
Lita.
Lolita?
No, L-I-T-A, Lita.
Lita. Okay, I just want to be sure. Yes. Absolutely sure I got this right. Now I've got 3 minutes remaining, and I will, for those of you that want to dial in and listen in, this is the time to dial in, 646-478-0377. I will keep reading until we get through all the callers that want to be read. So dial in now if you want to stay on. We got a couple minutes, about 2.5 minutes remaining. I've got it extended as far as I can. I have to pay a lot more every month if I want to go further with it. So, but I can run, as long as you can dial in, listen in, go for it now, because this is the time. Lita is, you two knew each other quite some time, and to the point where the children much younger when your relationship came into existence.
When I met her, this was in 1995.
Okay, so the children were younger, and they were alive then, but they were like children.
Yes.
Is the teddy bear reference? Because I mean, I think I'm trying to connect the dots here. Was she part of their lives at that time? And then so she didn't have a connection to them. I'm trying to get this teddy bear thing. What in the frig is the teddy bear about? Shows me a teddy bear. Is there anything else you can show me, Lita? I would appreciate that. Okay, but you're looking for message. Wait a minute. Was Lita single when she passed?
Yes.
Oh, I think I get this. Yeah, we're about ready to go off. Just before, and I'll just take 1 moment to let everybody know we're going to keep going. So dial in now. We've got about 1 minute left. I'm going to play just a brief bit of music to take us off here, and then we'll just roll in, and I'll keep this reading up. So we'll just play our some closing music, and then we'll just roll right on. So don't hang up. Here we go.
Coming to you live from the Haunted Studios here in Shingle Springs, California, you're listening to Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio.
And thanks, everybody. We had a great show tonight. I will continue on for those listening in the archive. Hey, gosh, we are now on the archive, and thank you for staying on. I didn't get to read all the archive stuff because we were in the middle of a read here, and Lita is the spirit in question here that is coming through, and I'm trying to make sense of this, and what I think is involved here, she was single when she passed.
Yes.
There was... there was a significant other for her. You found out about her passing after you found out indirectly, and which is tragic in itself. But the thing that I'm trying to make sense of is, did you know about a significant other relationship with her? Yes.
No.
Or no.
No.
No. How long were you, it sounds like you weren't in regular touch, right?
No, I wasn't as of recently, because I was in a relationship with someone who turned out to be not so good, but I was so consumed with work and that relationship. I would call her periodically just to check up on her and to see how she's doing. But I felt so strongly about her. I just kept calling. And I'm like, okay, you know, I know she was private, so I wouldn't try.
The thing that she's showing me, this teddy bear, is, and I'm misreading this because it's real easy for... I'm a mental medium for the most part. When I do the show, I do different things, but more often than not, they'll show me a symbol. And when I have the symbol, I'll interpret it. And to me, teddy bear may mean one thing, and to the spirit in question, it means another. And they'll throw it at me, and I'll be going, well, and then they'll look at me like I'm an idiot. And what I'm getting here is what I thought was like a gift thing, like something you would give to a child. And I was trying to connect it to children. But she's absolutely insistent about this teddy bear thing. Now, the question I have for you, you revealed to me just now that you had a relationship with a person that was not good for you. Was there a reference between you and him to a teddy bear? Or was he like a bear in some way? Because this is the thing that I'm trying to make some sense out of.
I would call him a bear. At times, I wouldn't call him a bear. At times, well, I'm stuttering. On two occasions, I did say that he was like a teddy bear, but he's not. He wasn't.
Did you tell her that?
No.
Okay. I'm just feeling like she's so strong about this.
How did
I think
she?
I think the relationship thing that she's pointing out, before I go into that, she's really stuck on this relationship question. She really cared about what was happening with you. I think did she know about your relationship?
She knew about the relationship, but she didn't know to what extent how things
were. I feel like she knew who this person was. She knew the name. Yes?
Yes, but she never met him.
All right. Would you say that she cared enough about you to kind of check up on him and just make sure that he was good for you? And I know, and I know that's kind of a deep question because, but I just get the feeling she cared about enough about you to just to kind of go, hey, who is this guy? You know, that's kind of the feel I get here.
Yes, I feel that. She may not say that to me, but I felt that.
Okay.
I felt that, yeah.
If I read this right, she probably looked at him and probably thought to herself, he looks like a friggin' teddy bear, okay? Because, I mean, she's absolutely, and the feeling I get is I'm on the right track here. With regard to her passing, I know at least this much. You know how she passed.
I don't know how she passed. I have an idea how she passed. And I felt something so strong in me, and I just kept calling. And I couldn't get through.
She was what, you know, in the, like a decade older?
No,
you know, maybe a little
older. She was a few decades older.
Okay, so she's all right. The reason I'm saying this is because I keep feeling brain.
Brain.
Something with the brain.
An aneurysm, perhaps.
Well, I'm feeling like stroke, like my. This is strange. I don't know about it. I mean, this feels sudden. I mean, was it a sudden passing? I mean, did you know? How much do you know? Because I'm feeling sudden, like, here, gone.
Well, she was a smoker, and even though she took care of her health, that was the one thing she couldn't stop doing, and I was on her. I was like, please, just stop. Please.
Okay, well, I don't know that that's even related to that. You know, I mean, it could have had a ancillary effect, but I feel that this is something more, I'm doing something, I'm walking around, and then, you know, how'd this happen? Why am I over on this side of things? That's the feel I get with her. I feel this strange, I'm here and I'm not, energy. And I feel like this has, it's something that is not, it keeps returning to her head. She keeps she's putting her hands on her head. She's showing me hands on the head, pain,
mm-hmm.
and then gone. And then her in the sea, is this a stroke? Is this an? I don't know. I do know this, pain in the head, and then she's this. I think she had an inkling that she was having troubles and ignored it.
I feel so too.
I think that this was not something that was a surprise to her. And did you know? Let's put it this way: did you know anything about her family before her, like her mother, father? Did you ever know much about them?
Yes, she shared with me that her mother had cancer, and she attended to her mother, taking her to the hospital for treatments, and you know, burying her mother. So I know.
Okay, well, the sense I get of it here is I'm just not feeling long. I just, you know, I can't even really tell, you know, because I think that she's.
What's surprised?
Oh, God. I think she was so surprised by the whole thing. I know she's crossed over. She's not like stuck in, you know, wandering around her apartment going, what? You know, I just don't get that. but I get that it was just a real shock. I mean, here and then not here. And I'm trying to get more out of it, and I cannot get it.
I miss her.
I'm getting the name. Did she have children? Yes. Yes. Don't tell me who. I'm going to say the name, and then I'm just going to, and I'm just throwing this out there, and it could be initial, but I'm just going to go. Was there somebody named John or Johnny with her? Is there a John or Johnny that was part of her world? I feel Johnny. Or is it a J name? I mean, I'm getting J,
yes,
for sure, but
there's a J name, yes. Definitely a J, but it's not Johnny. But yes, it is.
Okay.
A J.
What's the J name?
Janaea, her daughter.
Okay, well, Jim, and I'm hearing Johnny. And it's like when I hear them, it's like underwater. Okay,
yeah.
So.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I was sitting there going, John? Okay, I hear John. All right, I'll say Johnny. Well, Johnny Regula Plunkett. Let's see. So that was a pretty good hit. What I'm feeling, Janaea, what's her name? Janaea?
Yes, Janaea.
What a soft energy. Is she? She's alive.
Yes.
Janaea's still with us. Is she? Have you stayed in contact with her?
No, but I found out the information regarding the passing of Lita, and I looked up her daughter, Janaea, on the internet, and I was like, okay, I'm going to, because I've been working a lot, which I'm grateful for, but I said, I'm going to find her and visit her, but I don't
and
know that.
And have you tried to do that?
Honestly, I haven't because I don't know what to say. Like, I...
Okay. I'll let's put it this way. Deep love between you, you know, the two of you in life, right? Not the daughter, but you and Lita.
Yes, yes, definitely.
Then that's all you have to do. You just call her up and say, I really loved your mother, and... I need to know what happened, and you know, I want to continue on and get to know you and share memories of your mother, you know, and that's what I think this is about. So, you know, to make that connection continue and have her, you know, Lita's still around. She's fully capable of communicating with you from the place she's at, but getting to know the daughter is probably the greatest honor you could give your friend. And to continue on. And so it's not so much about what to say, it's just about doing it. And it's just about stepping across that gate and then opening the doors, and you'll find out. I think it'll be a beautiful thing. Did you know the daughter well?
I met her a few times, but it, primarily Lita and I, we talked all the time before I met the person I was with. Primarily, that's what it was. Our relationship was always over the phone.
Well, I feel that her daughter is. I mean, do you know what her daughter does? And don't tell me. Just do you know what her profession is or what she sort of is into?
I think so. Yes, I think so. I think definitely.
I'm getting like a career in arts or some sort of media thing. It's like an artistic feel.
Really?
Yeah, I'm getting something creative. Okay, it's a creative type artistic. I mean, just put that, file that away, and when you talk with her, let's see if that's a direct hit. But I'm getting a creative energy around this particular woman. Creative, and I don't know what she does, but what I feel is that when you get to know her. A lot of that stuff will come out, but what's more important is it would just really help your friend on the other side to have you two talking and sharing memories. And it, when you do that, it lifts them up on that side too. This man that you were with, he really wasn't good for you. I mean, I sort of took a lot of things.
Yeah.
I won't go into some of the things I'm seeing, but I'm getting some pretty good images of it. Was he not the type to stay true? Would that be the word? Was he?
I love how you put it. Yes.
I was just trying to be diplomatic. I'm a very gentle man, you know, and I'm a gentleman, so I'm trying to be. It took a lot for you to walk out of that.
Yeah, it did.
I mean, you really had to reach deep on that one because the feel I get is manipulation of you. I feel manipulation of your energy and really calling in your confidence. There was a lot of confidence stuff going on with you. And for you to do that, that's strength. And she's really happy. And I have something here called a mind lamp. And when I'm reading, it seems like it's part of my readings now. It will shift different colors of the chakras. And it turned a perfect shade of pink. And a lot of love there. So great love between you two as friends. She really cared about what was going on with you. I just feel sorry. There's sorrow in not being able to be closer to you before she did go.
Yeah, I was going through a lot, but I just I missed her too.
What is the? Did she? Don't tell me the profession. Just she's showing me a type of work. She worked for a living.
Yeah, she.
What's with all the travel references? I mean, she's showing me. I mean, she's like, is she a traveler type person?
Yeah.
I mean, or was she? Okay. All right. So yeah, I'm seeing all these. Oh, she's all over the place. And I'm going, okay. So you're a globetrotter.
Yeah.
And that's just more to prove to you that this is who it is. So the three stages of reading are, you know, okay, contact, okay, we isolate who we think it is, then they show me some stuff to say, we're proving who it is, and then the message. But the message really is pretty clear. She's just stepping forward, really, this whole thing about, you know, don't worry so much about her, where she's at now, because she's fine over there. Oh, dear God. I mean, I'm really liking this one. This is another one of the good readings tonight. She's saying to me that you are a little more sensitive than you might think you are. Do you have like psychic and mediumistic skills, or are you suspecting that you do?
I feel so because the day that when I found out the day she passed, she actually passed, was the day I left the relationship.
Yeah. Okay. The reason I'm saying this is that this is something that you've already... Let's put it this way. I don't think you're the first in your family to have this. That said, I think that you are... I'm trying to find the right way to put this. At a certain level, you were not taking this seriously. Until something like this happens or you have a death and then you start suddenly you're all those radar antennae are going up and you're going, why am I feeling this? And then suddenly here it is, she's gone. And this is, you know, her death also serves to kind of show you that, yes, your antenna do work and you're very good with that. You could do some interesting things with that if you wanted. She's kind of pointing that out. I don't think that it would be a lot of work for you to really develop that. You could really get into that. You're very intuitive. What type of work do you do?
I'm in sales.
Well, that's intuitive. You got to know the client really well, but I think that there's more to it. I feel that you could do some more with this if you wanted to take it and have like a side. I mean, I work in aerospace, you know, and I love what I do. But this is so completely different than my technical job. You know, I mean, I take off all that talk, and then I come in here. I'm all, oh, how do you feel? You know, and it's like completely, you know. And people who know me at work are like, you do that? You're a friggin' medium? Well, yeah. What else is there to do? You know, what do you want me to do? Sit around and work, you know, pet computers all day at home? Are you nuts? But I mean, that's kind of the feel I get with you. You've got like this dichotomy thing, and she's pushing that with you, and I think that you could have a lot of fun with that. The other thing is you, are you like against vacations?
No.
Are you not?
I am.
Okay,
so
well,
boring.
Why aren't you taking more?
I'm looking for the money. Where is it? For the gift.
Okay, well, you are you like working, and you never take any time? She's
within
bringing
the
up the
2 years. Yeah, that's what's been happening.
Okay. She's busting your chops, and she's got a lot to say to you. She's busting your chops about at least take a little time for yourself, you know, go off and, you know, it doesn't all have to cost money. You can go do something local and get away from it for a while. I feel like you're being too hard on yourself, and even me just reading you that, I mean, I'm just feeling that with you. You need some time to go process. Everybody needs that. What is this? She, did she write? What is this? I've seen a book.
Was she writing a book?
Did she write poetry or did she write books or did she write? There was writing. I mean, I'm seeing pen, quill. Right. Writing.
She might be a writer, but then she said, I should focus on writing. Think about writing a book.
Who said that?
That's what Lita told me years ago. Think about writing
a
book. And I
Sure. She told you that. Okay, so this is a reference to kick your butt about the book then. All right. I'm just, you know, she's sort of, okay, I'm trying to, she's kind of stepping, softening it down a bit now. She's a strong energy. I mean, this woman is exceptional. I like the way she communicates. She's rock solid personality. You know, I mean, she's the kind of person that she would walk in a room and the whole cafe, you know, like a cafe, and everybody would stop and look, you know. I mean, she would command the presence kind of thing. But the thing I'm getting with her towards you is just a deep abiding love, and she's trying to – normally I get when they express love, it's a particular type of flower, you know. Generally it's like – with me it's going to be rose or like a red carnation type thing, you know, or pink. And with her, it's a different color, and I'm getting she's showing me a blue rose. It's different. Something with a blue rose with you, and just mean it's deep meaning for I don't know that you would even know what this means, but she's do you know?
No, but it's so funny. My brother gave my mother a bouquet of blue roses, and when I saw it, I was like, that's beautiful.
Oh, well, what do you know? she's really big on the evidence thing, isn't she? But she's just like letting you know she was around to see that then, and that she feels the same way. She just wants you to know she loves you and cares about you. I think the thing that she's, you know, and she's stepping back, but I'm going to just go on with it, and the one thing I'll say is, how she passed isn't so important as you know, the fact that you two had the relationship. The one thing she's caring about, and it's funny, I was getting this in a car on the way to Home Depot today. I get spirits coming through all the time, and I'll be driving and I'll get stuff. And I had to, and I was sitting there the whole time, and I didn't know why I was doing this. So I think I understand this now. They know about the readings before I do. Okay, I mean, I'm just like, I just show up and I'm the telephone, but occasionally they'll show up and they'll do stuff to me, and I'll start rattling off things from my own life, and I won't know why I'm playing that theme back. And I had this thing going on in the car about the future, that everything had to be, don't worry about the past, worry about the future. The future is where everything is made. The only thing that you have from the past is what you learned from it, and then you can carry that forward. And it was really this big thing. And I'm going, why am I thinking about this? This is stupid. I mean, I know all this. And it was just like repeating it over and over again. And I'm in the car, I was playing back themes from my life, and I'm going, why am I doing it? I don't have any big thing going on right now. The worst I've got is, my mother's still having some trouble getting around. Big deal. You know, we're dealing with that. And now I know. I mean, it was about this reading. And so it's really about, don't worry about the past stuff. You know, don't worry about, what you went through with this guy, because you showed strength getting rid of that. Where you're going next is what counts. And, and opening up the relationship, should you want to do that with a daughter, it's there. You can walk in and open that. Don't let fear get in the way of that. But the big thing for you is, again, she's pointing out the vacation deal, but more so, I feel if I had to read the whole theme of this, and there's one area we didn't touch on, and I've just kind of been saving that for the end of this to wrap this up in a big bow for you, is that you have trouble getting things finished and started. It's kind of a running deal. I get to do this to you, but she's kind of pushing you on that point to develop that, to get through it all. Don't just walk away in the middle of things. And I don't know what, if is that a running thing with you? I mean, I'm my own self-critic. I've got some things I'm not good at. I mean, but is there like a thing with you with getting things started? Because that's the feel I get, is just having the courage to start this stuff.
Yes, to start it. But once I get a little push, I'm good. I'm
okay.
So good.
All right. So that it's fear. There
yes,
you go.
It is fear.
It's fear. Okay. The worst thing you can do is sit there and stand on the diving board and look at a pool. And that's the sense she's got. What you have to do is just go run and jump in, and that's the thing. And she really wants you to do that. The rest of your life means so much based on that. So, every time you sit there and you think about fear, think about that. Think about running off, jumping off the diving board. Little lesson from me, major hint here. Every time I go on the air, do you think that I as a medium am Mr. Self-Confident when I walk into this studio and do this show?
Well, I feel there has to be a level of comfortability and also, confidence at some form or level.
I have fear every single time I get in front of this microphone when I start the show, every single time. But what I do is I look at the fear and I imagine myself standing on top of it. Mm. And when I stand on top of it, I do this. I mean, this really happens to me. I'm not kidding you. I get out, once I get in front of the mic and I start the show up and I'm moving it forward and I hit that, I have a little ritual we do. Matter of fact, Nancy is on the line here and she knows what I do. I mean, I'm in the rocket business, so I use terms from rocketry and I have a ritual I go through. And what that does is it helps me stand on top of that fear and marshal it. And I'm able to control it. And I can look at it and say, okay, I'm, T-minus this. And it's the nervous energy that it is. I mean, you're literally containing it all, and you're using that to propel yourself forward. And once you get going, you forget about all the fear, and you're just rolling. And then I dive into the readings, and I get into the guts of it, and I'm like, la, 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 la. And I do all that. And so you see how I am. That's how you are supposed to be. You've got the same kind of creative bent thing, and you can just, once you get going, who could stop you? Nobody. So that's the thing. Think of her, what she told you in life about some of that stuff, and then think of this example I've got, because it'll benefit you down the road. And the first test for you is this call to the daughter.
I will call her.
Yep. And I'll tell you something. I'm half Portuguese and half Scottish Highlander, and my hands are all waving because the Portuguese side is sitting here because I'm like Italians. My hands are all over, and I'm pointing at the screen, and I'm just little. So I mean, I'm just telling you, you really are. You've got just a deep, good energy with you, and you could do a lot of good. And the intuitive thing with you, that's another area. I think that if you explored that, go do that. That's a big deal with you. More so than you think.
Well, may I ask you one question? Because initially, my question was about my love life, but something said, no, ask about Lita. That's what I felt. Well, that's what I felt. That's why.
That was the way it was supposed to be. You know, love life. I don't think you're. I'll tell you what. You're not going to have any trouble with your love life. I guarantee that. Let's put it that way. I think you're going to have no trouble with that. Don't worry about that. Just give it time. When you get out of a relationship, there's a period of healing that goes on. Absolutely, do not worry about that. Just take your time. Put that one on a shelf for a while, and trust me, the right guy will come along. Don't worry about that. Just put it on the shelf, and go live your life and have the fun. And when you're being yourself, when you're being your true self and your authentic self is showing, and you walk out there and you're in the world, and suddenly, you know, you walk by and some guy, you know, flashes and looks and goes, whoa, hello, and wants to know everything about you. Don't worry about that. You've got that. That's there. Don't even think it's not going to happen. It will. But don't put a timeline on it, because you can't do that. Even mediums are encouraged not to do that, even though we can see sometimes things ahead. But, what I just really feel with you, don't worry about that, because that's going to come. I would, if I had to pin a number on it, if I really had to pin a number, I'm going to go 1 to 2 years. But don't try to force anything. Just go out there and be yourself and be natural, and that part of your life will go just fine. You have the skills, trust me. Absolutely have the skill. But what I just, the thing I get with you more is this, some of these loose ends need wrapping up. And when you do that and you stand on the fear and you learn some of the fear skills and all that, that'll contribute to the relationship stuff. So just take your time. You know, you've got some schoolwork to do.
I do.
Yeah. But you're doing great. Yeah. Just try some of this stuff, and then I got to hear back how this goes. You got to tell me in about 3 or 4 months. You know, give me a call. I'll remember it. Okay.
I'm gonna call. Yes.
Yeah, because I mean, normally I try to cap myself on my readings. Tonight I did 2 really long ones here, and it's just this one, it was worth it. I mean, and I'm trying to, and then my screensaver just died, so I'm trying to. Get back I can't get into my computer. What happened? But I mean, I put the. Okay, here, let me get this. Try to be a medium and then type at the same. Come on, let me in my computer. It won't let me in. I'm on the air and I can't get my control board's all screwed up. Let me go set.
It will. It will.
Here we go. Oh, I'm back. I've saved the show. Thank you. Okay. Anyway, I was sitting there, I was watching it dark, and I'm going, oh, no, don't dim on me. No, no, no. And then it was too late, and I got past it. And I'm going, no, God. And then I couldn't type. When I'm reading, even though I'm a big-time hotshot, you know, IT guy, it's like I can't type. I cannot do IT for beans when I'm reading. I turn into a complete. So, anyway, thank you for dialing in and being part of this. And I'm very glad to have met you.
Likewise, John. Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. You take care, dear.
Have a good morning.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That was a great read. I just had a good time with that. I'll tell you what. I'm going to do I've got an 814. I've got a person whose name starts with M and ends in O out there on Skype. I've learned not to say their names. Sometimes you say the names and people go, you start feeling knives coming at you. They start getting freaked out, privacy issues. So I just say only part of it, and then they can tell me if it's right or wrong. But I've got 814, the M, and then the O person, Mo. Can I call him Mo? Oh, what was that? I don't know if you heard that. Another big knock in the room here. I think the spirits are mad at me. 406, I see you out there. So I'll just wind through here, and we'll try 814 again. 814, you're on SoulStream. Are you there? Okay, this is the one from before. So I'm just going to hang up on 814. And hopefully, let's try the M person. M, are you there?
I'm here.
Hello, M. Can I say who it is?
Sure you can.
Mary Lou, who?
Oh, my. How are you?
How's life in Whoville?
No, no, not Whoville. How are you tonight?
I'm you know, I've got quite a bit of energy for a guy who's, you know, been sitting here on my butt, just flapping my lips.
I gotta tell you, it's like 2 o'clock in the morning now.
Well,
in
darn.
Zone.
Somewhere, you know, somewhere on Earth, it's noon.
Somewhere, not here.
Somewhere, somebody's sitting down going, you know, I think I could use a sandwich. I don't know. It's a big marvel to me that this is like the whole world is round, and it's somewhere it's morning, and somewhere, you know, it's evening, and over here it's, you know, dark as, you know, as the sin of night. I mean, it's just amazing to me how we all live in this eternal revolving globe. But where are you at, my friend?
New Orleans, Louisiana.
I love New Orleans.
You've been here?
No, I. You know what? But I work with a lady from Louisiana, and she is funnier than hell. And what I found is that she's got French in her, and some other different. She's got different racial makeup, and she looks like porcelain china. I mean, if I had to kind of put it down. She's blonde, and she's cute as a button, young kid.
Oh.
But she's just but what I found is the sense of humor that people have in New Orleans is there's a mirth about it. They just are sort of reserved. But when you make them laugh, all their faces all crinkle up, and all of a sudden it just this big howling laughter comes out. And I really like that about her. She's funnier than a crutch. And she thinks because I'm a ghost hunter, she just can't imagine me as anything else other than Dan Aykroyd. I don't know why.
You have a Dan Aykroyd kind of thing to you.
It was a Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. I tried to imagine something from Camp Oaxaca. It could never, ever hurt us. 1, 2, 3. Roast them.
Nine more.
Well, hey, what can I do for you?
You gave me a really, really good reading once, and I would love it if you would give me any message from Spirit. How's that? Actually, you gave me more than one good reading. You're good.
Oh, thank you. I'm getting this right now. Hold.
What?
I keep, for some reason, I'm getting this, somebody's got a sense of humor up there because of, I, you're making me laugh. I don't know why. And maybe it's because I'm really connected right now, but, whoever this is has a bloody sense of humor, and they were showing me the thing I got was this, here you are. You're telling me about your readings and making great connections, and then I'm getting a busy signal. I'm going, what? Okay. Whoever you are, go away. I want to read.
No, it's me. I'm busy. I'm a busy girl. I don't have time for this, but I made time for it.
you're a busy girl?
I'm a busy girl.
Well, you're busy at 2 in the morning?
Yeah, I'm still
wow.
working, but I'm telling myself, Must go to sleep. As I listen to Blog Talk Radio, I must go to sleep.
You don't need sleep.
Yeah.
Let me see here. Yeah, I'll talk really slow so you fall asleep on the show.
No,
are you still listening slow? You're okay. Listen to my words. Okay, I'm gonna see what I connect up with here, spirit wise. And I've read you before, a couple of readings.
You read me several times. The first time, everybody said, "There's a man in your life, dump him," and you said, "No, no, no. This makes sense. This is like Reese Company kind of thing. This guy's like Jack Tripper." And then I found his.
I remember that reading. I remember part of it. I don't remember the whole thing, but I remember the Jack Tripper thing, and I remember that night.
Yeah, they said, and I said, I didn't say anything, but you were saying, you need to keep this guy around. They're all saying, dump this man from your friendship life, blah, blah, blah. You said, no, you need to, I can't explain it, but you need to keep them around. And then I found his birth mom. Because of it.
Oh, really? And so it all panned out.
Well, that much did, yeah.
Cool. All right. So now for tonight. Oh, Lordy.
I'm in La La Land. I'm in holding pattern of nothingness. I'm in workaholic zone.
Okay, mind lamp. I use the mind lamp here. I've got a tool that I use certain different tools here, and my mind lamp just turned this perfect shade of purple, which is usually high spirit, high something very spiritual, and a lot of love. Okay, so I've learned to just trust what's coming through. It's like a physical thing. I'll be getting impressions, and then it'll turn and do these different things. At the very right time, you know, somebody will have a particular emotion and it'll show up in the color. And I'll go, oh, I get that. And it propels me in the reading. And it stayed all this time. It's going between white and purple, of white and purple. And so I had to read this. I don't think that it's so much it's somebody that's on the other side. I think it's somebody that's on this side. That's here, alive. And you in a relationship at this point?
Nope.
In your life?
Nope.
Is that, was that you, that, is that no or yes?
That's a no. I'm not in a relationship.
Okay, now what's this relation, deep purple again. Here we go again, deep purple. What's the relationship reference here? Why am I getting... I feel relationship this side of the veil, not the other side. Who is the new person in your life?
If I knew, I would be so happy.
All right. Are you... I'm not going to even say new person in your life that you are in a relationship with. Just, I'm saying it, new person in your life, period. Who just showed up around you.
I am photographing a lot of new people, all females. And
who's
I'm heterosexual, so don't even think that.
Well, you're not, yeah. There's a male.
Yay!
All right. Let me put it this way. I don't think that you've really seen this person, but this person has seen you. All right? Don't be surprised if suddenly things start happening, good things. All right? And I'm trying to, now it's turning, okay, it just, I'm having some. Normally, I would just get a spirit coming in and telling me everything, and this is like a fun little game. All right, is this love? I'm gonna talk to my light here. This is really weird. Is it love? Earth Angel, are you still here? Bear Hogan is saying that. I'm feeling. What type of work is it you do? I feel like there's some packages? What type of work are you doing?
I photograph people.
You photograph people?
I'm an editorial photographer, mostly.
Is there some, there's a meal, there's, geez. When you're running, I mean, when you're doing your work and you're going around, this is like newspaper work type stuff. Then
magazine.
You're going around, magazine. So you're going to different shoots then, right?
Every day is a different clean slate.
Okay. Is there a particular job that's been kind of repetitious?
I work a lot for a local magazine, and I
do. All right. What I'm seeing is I think you have an admirer.
Well, no, I don't see the same people. I see nobody similar. I deal with a art director who I don't see, and everybody I photograph is someone new. And so most clients are new.
Okay.
Are new. So everybody is a clean slate most of the time.
All right. What I feel like right now is that if I had to pin this down, I wouldn't even say so much that it's directly related to the work, but I feel that there's a male out there who knows of you, who's aware of you, and who's sitting around trying to figure out how to get to know you, okay? And I do feel that strongly. I would not be surprised if he makes his presence known within the next n number of weeks, like 4 or 5 weeks, all right? So I'm trying to get a pin out on where this guy is, and I keep getting food.
Is it Jack Tripper?
I don't know. I mean, right now I'm in a completely different place, and I'm trying to read this, and Jack Tripper. Jack's dead, you know. No.
Jack Tripper's weird, huh?
Jack's dead. No, yeah, it's the old guy, you know. Remember the old guy?
Yeah.
And he had his wife undersexed, you know. let me see.
I didn't like that show. And you watched it. Why? Why? Give me that time back in my life.
What I feel like is that this is somebody that you've. I think you haven't even given this guy a second look. I mean, if you say that there's people that use it, there's going to be somebody that you see on a fairly, I wouldn't say regular basis, but you've run into before, and I think that that's what's going on. And I think that there's a there's some interest there that you have not picked up on. And once I say it again, my lamp turns purple. So I'm going to trust my instrumentation here and my senses of this. That you have a love interest out there. Could be Jack Tripper, not sure. But I feel like I feel like this. If he was Jack Tripperish, in an older sense, it could be really fun. I know. I'm really in a weird place with this because I feel such a conflicted energy with you on this. It's like you want it and you don't. I don't get it. I mean. Are you wanting to date again and have like a relationship?
I do, but I want it to be healthy. So if it's somebody that's talking about all the people they date, I'm not so interested.
I don't think that this is necessarily. I think this is like an exclusive relationship. I think this is somebody with a quality view of relationships and really just wants to find somebody and is really nice. That would be this.
I know of no person.
Well, you don't know yet, but you're on notice. You wanted a message. The other side is seeing.
I'm loving it.
The other side is seeing fit to let you know that your little subconscious has got their attention because you've been projecting for this, and you've been heard. So here's the deal. I feel like it's going to be like this. I feel like this guy's going to be, here he is, he's going to be right around your age bracket. He's going to show up and he's going to be like a fumbling high school boy who doesn't know what to do and he's going to fall over himself and he'll capture your heart with his charm at being so fumbly. And you'll have to kind of prop him up so you can help him go out with you.
Okay, that would be Jack Tripper.
Yeah. I just feel this kind of, but he's really a nice guy. I mean, I think you two would get along. But what I feel is this. I just feel like he's going to show up out of the blue and just freak you out. I know you're going to be thinking of me and going, that damn psychic with him.
No, this guy always shows up out of the blue and freaks me out, and then he runs away.
I don't think so this time.
He not only runs away. He runs away and says, I got a girlfriend. I'm like, well, that's nice for you, dude.
Nope. Sorry. You don't get off that easy. Nope. He's a real deal. This is quality guy.
Yeah, well, okay? he not only has a girlfriend, but she looks like Miss America. Sorry, I don't, you know? You know what I mean?
Okay. I'm gonna get the big guns out here, okay? Figuratively, imagine me with a big sledgehammer, and I'm hitting that negative attitude thing in the back of your head because I have to kill that part of your brain. You do know this, so bam. All right, okay.
I'm working on my issues.
Let me work it out again. Let me hit you again in that part. Bam. Okay. Are you done? Are you done with that part? Because you got to put that away.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You do know we're Facebook friends, right?
Yeah, I know that, but really? Okay.
But you know
but
who I am, right?
Who is this?
What?
I'm trying to figure who this is.
I'm Mary Lou Who.
I know Mary Lou Who, but are you Mary Lou Who on...
I'm a Facebook friend.
Are you Mary Lou Who on Facebook Who?
Well, I'm Mary Lou on Facebook, you know who?
Okay. Okay, got it.
How many Mary Lou friends do you have on Facebook, you know?
All right.
Well, you don't check in.
It's a big planet. There could be a lot of Mary Lou's out there. I'm really liking the fun we have with this.
I'm just saying,
no,
you can actually
see
who I am.
We sound like a couple. We almost sound married. That's scary.
Sweetheart, you're like a pure Republican, and I'm like a pure Democrat.
Yeah, but the love is there, you know.
You know, if you're around me too long, you might hurt me.
No, I just cancel your vote out, but you still love me anyway.
Okay.
It's for our own good. That way, because politics is evil, and they all, and you know what, it all is going to come down to flipping a coin anyway.
Well, I don't want to ruin my reading. I don't want to ruin my reading. But have you seen Thrive the Movement movie yet?
What?
The movie Thrive the Movement movie.
No, never seen it. No.
It's free online now, and it will flip you out.
That's not hard to do. You have no idea how crazy my life is.
But you have to go all the way to the end of the movie because somewhere in the middle you'll be saying, no, no, say it isn't so. But you have to watch all the way to the end. But Thrive, the movie, online, it's been in the theater.
If you had any idea of my the reality I know to be so, you would run scared for the exits.
That's what I'm saying. You got to see this movie. You might like it.
All right.
It.
Thrive is the name of this.
Thrive, okay. The Thrive movement. Thrive the movie. Thrive. It was in the theater.
All right.
Big. It's produced by this man by Procter & Gamble fame. But it's the big picture of metaphysics boiled down to what does it take for us to thrive on the planet?
You know something?
But I don't
want to
ruin my reading. I don't want to go
no,
there.
No, I'm not going to say one thing.
Because I need a reading.
Well, yeah, you got a good reading. You got a guy after you, and you don't even know it yet.
I would love to know about it.
Yeah, well, you're going to meet him. So, you know, you got the Jack Tripper-esque kind of thing going on, and he's going to be there. And you just have to take that evil part of your brain, that bad part of your brain, and go, shut up, and then just let it happen. Because you've been disappointed so much. You've had all these guys who've been real a-holes, and who've been really troubling, that need to just go away.
Well, I do have a guy after me, but he's, I don't take this personally. He's Republican. I'm not into him.
No. You're gonna find the right guy.
Nothing for me. Nothing.
See, I'm Republican, and to me, this, I have this ideal woman who votes the way I do, and she loves cash. She takes in, and she's into budgets, you know, and she likes to spend only what she makes. I'm sorry, I'm gonna.
That's me. I'm into cash. I spend only what I make. I'm your perfect woman, only I'm a liberal.
And so actually, you have similar values to me, even though we may come from opposite sides of the aisle. We're really meant to be together, see? So it's really, that's why the Democrats and Republicans are meant to be together, because they really love one another. And I'm going to be shaken out and shot repeatedly in my studio.
my mom's taken up with the Republicans. She went out and she campaigned for Obama, and now every one of her sentences starts with "Goddamn Obama." I'm like, no, because all she watches is Fox News, because she lives with this man as a Republican.
Do you realize that politics is entirely useless?
That's what the point of the Thrive movie is.
There you go. And you know what? I mean, it's a distraction, and the real reality is it's not what people say; it's what they do.
Right.
You know, and I watch all that, and now it's like, you know, I'm at the point now, it's like, you know, I can't control what's going to happen with all this. The only thing I can control is my reaction to it all.
Right.
And, you know, and so, I mean, I get all this stuff, you know, as a Republican, I get all this stuff about all those horrible Democrats, and it's like, you know, they get up every morning, you know, and I don't think that they get up every morning evil, and they're sitting there planning, I'm going to screw those Republicans.
Right.
I think what happens is, I think they're just trying to, they have their values, and they're trying to live them. And
that's
we have
right.
ours. And I think somewhere in the middle is about the right answers, if we would just figure it out.
Well, the concept is that it's not, it's unity consciousness, not separation consciousness. And there's a lot of separation consciousness going on in politics right now that's just plain darn unhealthy, period.
Yeah, and that's why we need term limits, and we need to throw the bums out and then you know, put in some people who know how to work together.
No, that's not it. No, that's not it at all. We need to have
pretty screwed up in there. It's really poisonous atmosphere in Congress right now. It really
we
is.
Need to have politicians that are not elected by corporations who control them, who they owe favors to. Because when you have a corporation, it doesn't matter what side they bought, they're still screwing us, the little guy who will be serving.
But that's why you have term limits, so they don't get those.
I'm
because
screwing up my own reading because I brought up politics. Oh my god!
Besides that, you know, I love corporations. They're there to help us.
Oh, no,
you're
not.
Gonna kill me. But you know what? This is about your reading, so I'll say this. Don't worry about the political party. Worry about the soul of the person that you're going to be with. The party thing doesn't matter. What matters is how you feel about that person and if they love you. And if you doubt that, take a look at James Carville and the wife he married.
Okay.
And they love each other. They do. They love each other beyond distraction. And you know what? It's proof that opposites can attract and still be able to have their views. And they love each other enough to let them have their views. So there's a great lesson there. But with you, what I really feel, this person makes himself known next 2-3 months. Jack Tripper-esque way, there's an endearing quality about how he's going to do it. So, and then your Republican guy, I kind of feel like he's not going to be the one that you're with now that you're talking about.
He's not with me.
Yeah.
He wants to be.
I feel like it's just going to be, this is going to be a surprise to you. But it'll be a nice thing. And it's the mind lamp just turned perfect shade of pink. So there's love there. Real love. Just don't worry about his political party. Worry about the heart. That's going to be where it's at. And it's a good heart and a strong one. And it'll be good for you. And that's what I do get. So, God darn, Mary Lou.
Do you think it's Jack Tripper?
I think it's tripper guy, tripper kind of energy.